Now to the 46, first down play, screen left for the wide receiver. Sideline, 40-yard line, in the open field, 30. It's a foot race, 20. Broke a tackle, 10, 55. Goal line, touchdown, Moorhead State.
It's time for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
Goal line leaping catch. Touchdown, Moorhead State.
And good afternoon and welcome to this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium in Moorhead, Kentucky, where the Moorhead State Eagles will host the Butler Bulldogs in a Pioneer Football League game. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with analyst Jason Blanton and field reporter Tom Lewis. Before an expected large crowd of fans, friends, family, and alums, the Eagles will be trying to snap a two-game skid against a very good Butler team, which has won six of its last nine. The key for MSU will likely be getting a struggling offense going, one that's produced only 11 points in the last two games combined. Hopefully, some of that homecoming magic will rub off and help that group get going again today. Stay tuned. Our pregame show will continue in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back. It's homecoming at Jane Stadium, Moorhead State, with a PFL battle against Butler. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by redshirt sophomore safety Jihad McCall from Jersey City, New Jersey. First of all, homecoming. How special is it to the players, Jihad?
Homecoming is very special. We see all the alumni come back. It's probably one of our biggest attended games of the year besides family weekend. We see all the old teammates we played with, all the alumni that come back. If we really want to just put on a show for everybody, it's going to be a big crowd.
You guys get pretty juiced about it?
Yeah.
You know, I know it's been a tough couple of weeks here for you guys, especially last week at San Diego, because there were chances really to win that ball game. Right now, how is the team mentally?
Mentally, we know that it's been a tough 2 weeks, but we're still staying strong, and we know that these next 3 weeks help pan out the rest of the season for us. You know, help us end on a good note. So we're just staying strong.
Well, a bright spot, of course, for Morehead State this year has been the improving play of your group, the defense, especially in Pioneer Football League play. You guys are giving up only about 19 points a game. What things have kind of spurred that improvement?
I would say probably our effort. Our effort this year on defense is like way higher. We have moments where we bend, but we don't break. And I just thought Will's like not want the offense to score on us.
And I watched that, and I see what I would call an esprit de corps. You guys seem to take a lot of pride in your play.
Yes. Coach Shrobe, our defense coordinator, has high expectations for us, so we want to meet those expectations for him.
You and cornerback Caleb Lyons are tied right now for the team lead with 3 interceptions apiece. As a free safety, do you have a certain mindset when you drop back into pass coverage in terms of hunting for the football?
I just want to make sure that if I can catch the ball, that nobody can catch the ball.
Do you set goals for yourself in terms of maybe numbers of interceptions that you'd like to have?
In the spring, after spring ball, I sat down with Coach Robe and told him that I wanted to lead the PFL in interceptions this year. So just however many that would be.
Well, Butler today, really good offensive team, very balanced. They're very good in the run, especially it seems right now. What's the game plan for stopping the Bulldogs?
We know they have last year's offensive player of the year in the PFL, and they have a really good running back. So this week, we're just primarily on one to stopping the run. Their two best players are going to be in the backfield, so our goal this week is to stop the run.
How much do you focus on their quarterback, Brett Bushka? As you talked about, he's a good player. I mean, he's, I think, first-team all-conference. And the fact that he's not only a pretty adept passer, he's also an outstanding runner, and he likes to run those quarterback draws.
Yeah. The last few weeks we played quarterbacks that don't really like to run the ball, but this week he's a quarterback that will, like, pull the ball in zone. He will sit back, drop back, and run the ball, scramble, play, do quarterback draws. So we're keying him a lot this week.
We get back to homecoming. How much can the emotion of having homecoming and all your friends, family, alums, as you talked about, former players there, how much can that help you in a game like this?
It makes your why you want to play football, why you want to do everything you want to do for them, because they're going to be there in person. So it makes your motivation go a little bit higher.
It's time now for the hot seat question. So, you know, strap in, all right? All right. Last year, you led the nation with 4 block kicks, which was an outstanding number. If you had been a tube of sunblock, what would your SPF rating have been?
A tube of sunblock. I'm not really familiar with the...
I would think you'd have to rate as an SPF 40 or 50 last year. Do you think that's fair?
Yes.
The best in the country, I think you warrant that. Now, conversely, you haven't blocked a kick yet this year, so what would the SPF rating be for this season?
This year, I'm assuming the higher the SPS is, like, the better chances, and the lower the SPS. So this year, I would say, like, probably, like, 10 or 20.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like you're hopeful that you'll still get at least maybe one or two before the year ends.
Yes.
Have you been pretty close at times to getting one?
I was pretty close when we played Tarleton, and I was pretty close against San Diego and West Virginia State.
I'll ask you this because I'm interested. Is there a certain knack to blocking kicks?
You just have to get really, really skinny in between the personal protectors, and if you do that, you'll get back there every time.
Well, in that case, I can probably help you with that because I'm pretty skinny. Jihad, thanks so much for joining us on the pregame show. We've enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Again, that's redshirt sophomore safety Jihad McCall from Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm Chuck Mraz. Coming back in 2 minutes with more on the pregame show on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Prices are falling on all your favorites at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include the value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast, just $1.29 a pound. Select variety of Tombstone Pizza, two for only $9. And Breyer's Premium Ice Cream, especially priced, two large cartons, just $8. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. It's a homecoming Saturday for the MSU Eagles as they take on Butler in PFL play. I'm Chuck Morales, joined by Moorhead State head coach Rob Tenure. Well, Rob, we talk about homecoming being special, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk about it from your team standpoint. How special is it?
Well, Chuck, over the years, you know, you've heard me say it numerous times, and homecoming is a special game. It's a special weekend, and there's no homecoming without football. You know, that's important to know, and the things that I share with our student athletes, it really starts with our former players. You know, we'll have a lot of guys back. We'll have guys here from the 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, and even last year's team will be back. So, you know, it's about the players that come before. But more importantly, it's about your current team and what kind of team, what kind of product are you going to put on the field? You want your alumni, your former, football players leaving here prideful, of what your football team accomplished on this day. And so it's a big game for that reason. And it's a big game because of where we currently stand in the conference. We've got three conference games left, and we got a chance to have a great record and win some games against some really good football teams. And that starts today versus Butler.
You enter this ball game with a 2-3 record in the PFL, but those three losses have come by a total of only 20 points. You have to feel like the Eagles maybe snake bit a bit.
You know, you can say that. We've had some tremendous opportunities, I think, on both sides of the football to change momentum in some of those games. And it comes down to execution. And we're just lacking that at some important times right now. You know, the St. Thomas game, you lose with a minute left. And we slip one. We get one up at Butler, you know, with the last possession offensively. And last week versus San Diego, we had a chance with two possessions at the end offensively, and we come up short. So you got to figure out and find ways to put your student athletes in a position to win those games and come out on top. And it's unfortunate, but it's part of this game. And good teams, championship teams, find ways to win those games.
Well, the big issue the last couple of weeks, and we don't talk about this often since you've been the head coach, has been the lack of offense. No points against Tarleton, 11 points against San Diego, and a lot of it may be coming back to the lack of production in the rushing game. I think just 20 yards in those two games combined, how do you get things going?
Yeah, those are some humbling numbers, as I call them. You just, you know, you go back and you try to simplify some things, and that's what we did this week. You know, that's the goal today. We want to possess the football. Butler does a really good job of holding on to the football, managing the football. And I think the big stat that's really hurt us over the last three, 4 weeks is our third downs offensively. And we've got to be really, really improved in that area today to have a chance to win this game.
One highlight, though, this season especially has been the improvement of your defense, only allowing 19 points a game in PFL play. You have to be heartened by that.
Absolutely. Coach Strobel and his staff's done a nice job. We've got really good depth on that side of the ball, and guys are performing. And I think they're continuing to get better, and that's important. So I would say you're going to see a little chip on their shoulder today. They know what this Butler team did to them last year. And I hope our entire team has a chip on their shoulder, because physically we're going to have to play really, really hard, match effort, and play with a little grit today.
Well, I've been impressed with Butler on film, had a chance to watch some of their play against Dayton especially, and a good fundamental team on both sides of the ball.
Yes, very well coached, and they've got some really key pieces. You know, defensively, I'll just say this about them. They play extremely hard, really hard, and pretty good tacklers, pretty good tacklers. Offensively, you know, their quarterback's a fifth-year guy, and he's just the perfect kind of guy you want in the offense they run. He's a run threat. When he needs to throw it, he's pretty accurate. And then they got a transfer running back that, you know, has rushed for 1,100 yards this year. And is a really outstanding player and be one of the best backs we've faced all year. So good football team. Got a lot of respect for them. And so we're going to have to play our A game today.
I guess, as always, turnovers and special teams, huge keys in a game like this.
But I really do think the physicalness that we play with today can have a big effect on what we do here. I think it will be... the outcome will be based on partially on that, and then as you mentioned, execution in those three areas. Taking care of the football, our special teams, and if we can create some turnovers today, we're going to be in great shape, and that's obviously the goal.
And that's Morehead State Coach Rob Tenure. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to James Stadium, Moorhead State homecoming at James Stadium, taking on Butler in Pioneer Football League action. Let's introduce you to these two teams. In just a moment, we'll be having to take a break for our national anthem, so I'll give you a heads up regarding that. Moorhead State led by 11th-year head coach Rob Tenure, 46-71 his overall record. He's 6-5 lifetime against the Butler Bulldogs. Butler is led by 45-year-old Mike Yuremovich. In his second season with the Dogs, a record of 13-7. Last year, he authored a 56-20 victory in Indianapolis over MSU for his team. Morehead State comes in on the year at 3-5, 2-3 in the PFL, falling last week at San Diego, 17-11. As for Butler, the overall record 6-3, 4-2 in the PFL after going 7-4, 5-3 last year. The Bulldogs have won two straight, knocking off Dayton, then last week winning their homecoming game against Valparaiso 17-7. Primarily Morehead State from the run and shoot, one back set, some two back sets at times. As for Butler, the spread pistol set, 4-2 defense rover for Morehead State, 4-3 defense for Butler. The series between these two teams began in 1963. Now our national anthem here from James Stadium. And our national anthem is performed by a group of MSU alums, the MSU Alumni Choir. Getting back to the series again between Morehead State and Butler, it began in 1963. MSU leads it 18-9. As we noted, Butler romped over the Eagles in Indianapolis last year, 56-20 on October the 29th. MSU is 10-3 lifetime against Butler here at Jane Stadium. Butler will be dressed out in white helmets, white jerseys with navy blue numerals, and white pants. Morehead State, the white helmets, royal blue jerseys, white numerals, and yellow gold pants. Your officials for this game, the referee is Justin Bradford. The umpire is Robbie Young. The head line judge is Brian Westneat. The line judge, Brian Hudson. The side judge is Brian Visengardi. The field judge is Paul Herchenhahn. The back judge is Chris Neuer, and the center judge is Philip Kurgan. Weather today at Jane Stadium, mostly sunny skies. No chance of rain. Winds from the southwest at about 9 miles an hour. At kickoff, the temperature is expected to be around 64 degrees. Coming back with more in the pregame show on this, the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium. Moorhead State taking on Butler. I'm Chuck Morales along with Jason Blanton. Time to look at your starting offensive units. With the Butler attack, here's Jay.
All right. At left tackle this afternoon, Adam Dolan, a redshirt sophomore, 6'8", 310-pound from Clarkston, Michigan. The left guard, Jack Turner, redshirt junior, 6'3", 314 from Crystal Lake, Illinois. The center this afternoon, Brian Bristol. He's a redshirt senior, 6'2", 282 from Liberty, Illinois. The right guard, Owen Keene, redshirt junior, 6'3", 292 from Cleveland, Ohio. The right tackle, Fabian Gonzalez, a redshirt sophomore, 6'3", 290 from Oak Park, Illinois. Your wide receivers, Luke Wooten, redshirt sophomore, 5'10", 190 from Danville, Indiana. Ethan Luce, a redshirt freshman, 6'190", and he's from Minnesota. Jack Bill will start at a wide receiver spot. He's a graduate student, 6'195", from Huntington, North Carolina. Your tight end, Ryan Lazon, a grad student, 6'2", 221, from South Point, Indiana. Your quarterback, Brett Bruska, redshirt senior, 5'10", 205 from Lombardi, Illinois. He has passed for 113, 224.
And retiree Dr. Buford Krager from the class of 1961.
Completed 60% of his passes for 1,368 yards and 9 touchdowns with 5 interceptions. And their main dude on the offensive side, Ryan Mitchell, is their running back. He's a grad student, 6'205 from Chicago, Illinois. He's one of 4 FCS players with 1,000 yards rushing this season. He ranks 2nd in the FCS in rushing yardage with 1,088 and 5th in yards per game at 120 yards per game. And let's see what else. He scored a touchdown every game this season, adding a receiving score against Montana and Dayton. And that's your look at your Bulldog offensive lineup.
For the Eagles, at center will be Jackson Spears at 6'2", 286, and a sophomore from Plainfield, Indiana. The guards are Corey Schaefer and Xavier Orta. Schaefer, 6'3", 335, and a junior from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Orta, 6'3", 305, and a redshirt junior from Dallas, Texas. The left tackle is James Wayne, 6'3", 273, and a junior from Port St. Lucie, Florida. The right tackle, Logan Wong, 6'5", 300, and a junior from Modesto, California. Four wide receivers for Moorhead State: Xavier Rawls, Ryan Up, Trayvon Client, and Kyle Daly. Rawls, 6'2", 205, and a sophomore from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Up, who leads MSU with 48 receptions, 682 yards, and 6 touchdowns, is a 5'10", 175-pound junior from Leesburg, Virginia. Client, 6 feet even, 185, and a junior from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Kyle Daly, 2nd on the team in receiving with 30 grabs on the year, 2 touchdowns, 5'10", 186, and a senior from Sparkill, New York. Quarterback for Moorhead State, Carter Cravens, 6'2", 205, and a redshirt freshman from Cypress, Texas. On the year, he's thrown for 1,948 yards, 2nd best in the PFL, 12 touchdowns and 6 INTs. Down to the field now for the coin toss with Tom Lewis.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Justin Bradford, our head referee today, leading the proceedings, and our honorary captain today that will be doing the duties on the coin toss, former Moorhead State football coach Bill Baldridge.
What is your call? The call is blue. Just go ahead and flip it, let it hit the ground. It is blue. You've won the toss.
All right. The Butler Bulldogs win the opening coin toss. They'll defer. And so Morehead State will start this beautiful homecoming football game on offense here today at Jane Stadium as the sun shines brightly over our old Kentucky home, Chuck.
Rest of the Morehead State lineup, Chance Harris will be the running back, 5'11", 180, and the junior from North Tazewell, Virginia. James Lewis is back from injury. He was hurt last week. He'll be the backup today. Tight end for Morehead State to start will be Harrison Cohen. Harrison, 6 feet even, 205, a redshirt junior from Fort Mill, South Carolina, 11 receptions on the year, 151 yards. He's yet to score a touchdown. Those are your starting offensive units. We'll be back with more at Jane Stadium here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar.
All Dew.
And before we have the kickoff of today's game, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Big crowd on hand here at Jane Stadium and a pretty good-sized crowd on the visitor side of this ballpark. Morehead State with homecoming, so a lot of alums, old friends, family here to watch this ball game. And hopefully, Jason, the momentum from the crowd will help carry Morehead State today. It's been a tough couple of weeks for the Eagles.
Have to get something going offensively, because if you don't get things going offensively, it's going to be a long day against the Butler Bulldogs.
Well, one thing I had a chance to do is watch Butler on film. I watched a good chunk of their game against Dayton, and they play extremely hard, especially defensively. They tackle very, very well on that side of the ball. They're fundamentally strong on both sides, and Brett Pushka, the All-Pioneer Football League quarterback, is really the guy that offense revolves around, not only a very good passer, but an outstanding rusher. So Morehead State's defense and offense will both have its hands full here today. Morehead State sending Ryan up along with Kyle Daly deep. Up on the year, 5 returns, 23 yards. Daly, 10 returns, almost 22 yards a pop. Kicking off for the Butler Bulldogs will be Lucas Zurak, an all-conference kicker and also punter.
Luke Zurak to kick off for Butler.
Zurak is very, very good. Has, to his credit, a career-long field goal of 56 yards. That gives you any indication of how strong his leg is. He's a redshirt junior from Cleveland, Ohio. And here's the boot down the field into the end zone. Coming out from 2 yards deep, near side, is up. He's across the 15 and spilled right there. May have been a good idea to stay in the end zone with that one, but Kyle chose to run it out. And he's knocked down on the play by Steven Stefani, a redshirt junior defensive back from Lafayette, Indiana.
Well, if you took it in the end zone or called a fair catch or let it go, you have it at the 25.
They'll mark it officially at the 17-yard line. So Morehead State with a 17-yard return sets up inside its own 20, first and 10 on its first possession of this sunny afternoon here in eastern Kentucky. MSU sending three wideouts to the left side, one to the right. Shotgun formation, man in motion from the left. Harris, they fake to him, screens it off into the left flat. To up, he'll try to turn the corner and forced out of bounds as he crosses the 20-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it, Jay, right about at the 20. Does that seem right to you?
Yeah.
Yep, only 3 yards.
Second and 7 from the 20.
MSU ready on 2nd and 7 from its own 20-yard line. Again, Cravens in the shotgun playing with a broken left hand. He's got a wrap on it right now. Takes the snap, retreats to the pocket, looks, wants to go deep down the middle. Open, Daly, the ball's batted away. He was double covered by the free safety Nick Boffia and cornerback Will Mason. If that ball had just a little bit more underneath it, Daly had a couple of steps on his defenders.
Trying to thread the needle and just couldn't get it done. And now it's 3rd, and we'll see, 3rd and 7. Cravens comes over to get the play from head coach Rob Tenyer.
Jay, that pass was kind of a line drive. Had that been looped over the defenders, I think Daly goes to the house.
We've seen it all year. Cravens needs to work on his touch.
3rd and 7, man in motion from the left slot. That's up. Shotgun snap, Cravens back to the pocket against the three-man rush. He'll go deep to the right side, looking for Daly at the 40 off his fingertips and out of bounds, covered on the play by cornerback Will Mason. I'm not sure that the receiver could have stayed inbounds had he caught the ball, so Morehead stayed on 4th and 7 from its 20, forced into a punt.
While you've been gone, Kip Horn has been the MVP. He's kicked about 19 times over the last couple of weeks, and he's worked hard.
44 boots on the year, 39 yards is average. He's standing back at his 5 as he takes the punt snap, gets the kick away, line drive shot. Audia backs up inside his 40 to make the catch. He's swung around and thrown down back near his 38, 39-yard line. About 42 yards on that punt and no return.
You could definitely tell the wind affected that a bit, Chuck. The punt returner thought he had it lined up perfectly, and then at the last moment had to backpedal about 3 steps to haul it in. A gust of wind came in just as Warren got that punt off.
First chance for Butler to play offense. They're in the pistol. Mitchell, the tailback, behind the quarterback, Bushka. 2 receivers left, 1 right. 4 down linemen, Morehead State. Blitz, handoff right side. Mitchell, there's a hole. He's to the 50. Outside 45, 40. Still on his feet and knocked out of bounds inside the Morehead State 35-yard line.
Jaron Mitchell.
So already Jaron Mitchell, one of 2 FCS runners this season with over 1,000 yards. A big run there.
1st and 10, Butler.
30 yards down to the Morehead State 32. So Butler already threatening here early. He'll go 3 receivers left, 1 right. Bushka now in the shotgun with Mitchell to his left. Morehead State with 5 up front. Bushka, quick drop, right side toss, caught by Loss, knocked out of bounds by cornerback Caleb Lyons inside the 26 at the 25 for a gain of 7 on that first down play.
Was down by Caleb Lyons.
They don't throw it deep very often, but they are very efficient in their short passing game. 2nd down 3, they have a lot of options here at the Morehead State 25 with a tight formation. Wide receiver right coming in motion. Around the right side, Mitchell broke a tackle and then forced out of bounds by Keenan Wolf. Near the sticks at the 22-yard line, it will depend on the spot. Wolf, the middle linebacker, and Morehead State's 3rd-ranking tackler with 52 stops on the year. They'll mark it at the 22, a gain of 3, move the chains for Butler.
At the 22-yard line, 1st and 10, Bulldogs.
Wide out to the right and 2 to the left. They'll operate from the right hash, the Morehead 22, 1st and 10. Pistol set, Mitchell still the tailback. Blitz coming, handoff right. Mitchell tries to bounce it to the outside. Corralled in the backfield by a strong safety, Cooper Krizek. He'll lose yardage back to the 25, a loss of 3 at 2nd and 13. Good job by Krizek on the run blitz. Mitchell tried to get free, but Krizek wouldn't let him go, and then Wolf came over to help out on the stop.
From the 25.
See what Bushka does here. One thing he likes to do, Jay, in passing situations is go with the quarterback draw. They'll have an empty set, 2 receivers right, 3 left. 4th at the line for Morehead State. Bushka takes the shotgun snap, retreats, looks, pumps down the middle. Caught by Loss inside the 15, broke a tackle to the 5, to the goal line, touchdown. Boy, he flattened the Morehead State defender who came over to try to stop him. I think that was free safety Jihad McCall, who he knocked over, and that's a 25-yard touchdown pass for Bushka, and it's Butler 6-0 over Morehead State with 11:49 left to go in the first quarter.
Quick score for Butler.
Puska will now hold as Zurak tries the point after. He is a perfect 30 of 30 this season.
Hold it, Brett Puska.
Long count, high snap, placement down, kick away, and count it.
The kick is good.
11:49 to go in the first quarter here at Jane Stadium. Butler 7, Morehead State nothing. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Kickoff up at the 2-yard line. He'll come forward to the right side. Spilled as he got out to about the 27 or so. And coming over to make the first hit for that Butler kick coverage team was Patrick Corey, 6 foot. 193-pound redshirt junior defensive back from Franklin, Wisconsin. Let's see where they spot it. They'll give him the 28-yard line on the return, so officially 26. The scoring drive for Butler, 5 plays, 62 yards, 2:22 off the clock. Of course, the 25-yard pass play gives Butler a 6-0 lead. The point after good, 7-0, 11:44 left to play here in the first quarter. Timeout on the field. We'll just keep it here.
Yeah. I'm amazed at how quickly they allow the kickoff to come after the point after, Jay. It's hard for us to get back from the break at times, and maybe we'll start going with 30-second breaks after scores either way.
Unless they're going to do this after every score, after the kickoff gets settled, they take it down. Of course, we don't get told about exactly what the format is. It's because it's all controlled by ESPN Plus. We'll see what ESPN Plus does when we're on the road. Okay.
Yeah, it's done differently in different places, so you really almost can't count on anything consistently on some of these TV broadcasts, even though it's supposed to be basically the same type of format.
We see Coach Preston Spradlin making his appearance, coming down with his daughter.
And his wife son. And son also there.
So
their game on Monday night at Alabama to tip off the 2023-24 college basketball season.
Women's basketball team tips off on Tuesday night at Illinois.
So, two tough openers.
A lot of sports, and we wish the soccer team good luck tomorrow in the OVC Championship at 2 o'clock. They'll be taking on the host Tennessee Tech team. Exciting time in athletics for more.
Busy time, to be sure.
Listened in on the defensive huddle for a few seconds after that scoring drive for Butler. Andrew Strobel, Morehead State's defensive coordinator, telling his guys, you got to be ready and you got to be strong.
Morehead State first and 10, right hash, it's 28-yard line. Cravens in the shotgun, Harris to his left. Three wide receivers, two left, one right. Four down linemen for Butler, actually a stand-up left end. Now Davis outside left motions to the sideline. Cravens back to throw, flushed out of the pocket. Running left, throws down the middle 30-yard line. Harris on a turn-in route, makes the catch and brings it out to about the 32-yard line before Will Mason out of the secondary brings him down.
Gain of
five. Yeah, decent little gain on first down, 5 yards. So at the 33, Morehead State, second and five. Cravens with a quick catch, shotgun snap, handoff right, Harris. Delays, comes across the right side, outside the tackle, across the 35, 37, possibly the 38.
That'll be very
brought down by defensive end Jack Birch. And looks like he got 5 more yards to the 38.
That'll be about a
little bit short.
Yeah, about a half a yard.
The third down.
Almost 5 yards.
Morehead State's going to huddle as Craven comes over to the sideline. We've seen this as Morehead State's more patient
And they bring Craven to the sideline to get the play.
Well, and actually they bring in backup quarterback, the redshirt freshman, Bryce Patterson. A little bit bigger than Craven's. 217 pounds. He'll take it off the left side. First down across the 40 out to the 41 before he's finally dragged down by outside linebacker Adam Sturtz.
You mentioned Patterson a little bit bigger than Craven's. Also trying to be careful where Craven's has that broken left hand. And on running situations, the Eagles may go to that backup quarterback plan just to protect Craven's a little bit more.
3 yard gain and a Whitaker Bank first down. Morehead State from its 41 center of the field. After moving the chains, shotgun snap, handoff right. Coming through the guard hole is Harris, and not finding much running room as he runs into a wall of white shirts after about only a yard. Second down, nine.
And Sturtz, Carson Gilgan.
Well, I guess they're going to give him two.
Yeah, nice spot.
Yeah, real good spot. Second and eight from the 43. Cravens quickly back to the shotgun. Harris to his right. Three outside receivers, left slot, up comes in motion to the near side. Harris trying to bounce it to the outside, then cuts to the middle, lost the football, and at midfield, Butler recovers.
Harris on the carry.
Falling on top of it, middle linebacker Tyson Garrett. The ball popped loose, rolling forward, and Garrett right on the spot. Had an easy recovery there for the Butler Bulldogs, and they get the first turnover of the ball game, and Morehead State down 7-0 will play with a short field defensively. They're going to mark it right at the 50.
Just the third lost fumble of the year for Morehead State offensively.
Morehead State came in on the year plus one in turnover margin. Minus one, obviously, now today. Right at the 50. First and 10. Jyron Mitchell in the Wildcat, a wide receiver either way as they take out Bushka. In motion, Bill from the right outside. Jet sweep to Bill around the left. He's inside the 45 and down close to the 43-44. Jaleel Holmes with help from free safety Matthew McClellan. Drag him down after a six-yard pickup to the 44. Second and four.
Tackled by Matthew McClellan. And Jaleel Holmes. Second and four.
Three wideouts to the right for Bushka, who's back in there. Off his right hip is Mitchell. Man in motion, right outside, lost the wide receiver. Bushka rolling right, looking to throw. Pressure coming, going to be hit in the backfield, and knocked down by Krizet outside the 45-yard line. I think that was Jaleel Holmes who may have gotten there first. And nearly had him for a big loss, but as it is, loss with Krizet's help, yeah, he drops him for a two-yard loss at the 46 at second and 12. Actually, Andre Nolan White, who's now playing one of the linebacker spots, made that first hit. So give him credit for a very good defensive play there.
Third and six, and Butler, 37% on third downs this season.
And they do go for it a lot on four. Third and six from the 46, and Bushka will retreat to the pocket. Looks, fires it down the middle of the field, diving catch try near the 37. And was it caught there by Loss, I think it was, in front of Caleb Lyons on that diving catch near the sidelines. He brings it down to the 36, a 10-yard gain. They'll move the chains. Butler with another first down.
Great effort by Loss to get under the football and secure it. Bushka in this game thus far is 3 of 3 for 32 yards.
Five wideouts, three left, two right. Bushka, first and 10 from the Morehead 36. Screens it out to the right to Mitchell. Broke a tackle at the line. He's to the 30-yard line and bumped out of bounds by Keenan Wolf right near the 28. Another good gain. That's 8 yards. This is not the start that Coach Rob Tenure would have drawn up for his team.
Well, you let them score on their first drive and then turn around and give it football back to them with only a half field to cover.
Second and two at the Morehead State 28, the right hash. Tight formation, two wideouts right. They'll shift around now. Off the left hip of Bushka is Mitchell. Right outside receiver, loss in motion. Pass down the middle. Man wide open inside the 10-yard line. That's Wooten. who completely undressed cornerback Caleb Lyons and scoots into the end zone for six more points for Butler on the 28-yard scoring pass, and now it's 14-0 Bulldogs.
That was too easy, Chuck.
No help over the middle of the field, and he had at least 5 to 7 yards on the defender when he caught that pass. And Zurak will try another point after with 6:53 left to go. His team up 13-0.
5-play, 50-yard drive, 2:35 off the clock.
Bushka, the holder again. Snap, placement, kick. Plenty of leg and the accuracy as well. And it's 14-0 Butler with 6:53 left to go in the first quarter at Jane Stadium. We'll come back in 30 seconds here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Chuck Morales along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis at Jane Stadium. It's a homecoming Saturday for Morehead State, and not a very happy homecoming thus far for the Eagles. They trail Butler 14-0 with 6:53 left to go in the first quarter. And field position has played a big role in this ballgame thus far. Butler starting one drive at its own 38, and after a Morehead State fumble, starting at midfield and then cashing in with touchdowns on each of those drives.
Well, we played a little over half the first quarter, and Butler with 112 yards of total offense, 84 passing, 28 rushing. On the other side, Morehead State has got the football and ran for 25 total offensive yards, 8 passing, 17 rushing. And you think 17 is a low number, but that's a pretty good number after the last couple weeks. The Tarleton State game finished in a minus situation, and Morehead State didn't do as well at San Diego last week as well in the running game.
Brian Up and Kyle Daly back again to receive the expected Butler kickoff from Luka Zurak. Talked about it, Butler coming in with a two-game winning streak. Morehead State with a two-game losing streak. And things have not started well for the blue and gold. Quiet crowd here for homecoming thus far. Morehead State has played Butler for homecoming now 3 of the last 5 years. Here comes Zurek with the right foot, 35 to our right. Hits it high and not too deep at the one-yard line. There's up again with another chance. Back to his left looking for a seam, and he won't even get to the 20-yard line as the flag goes down right at the 20. Tackle made by Eddie Schott.
Flag is down.
I checked that. Adam Cipriano, they wear the same number. One plays offense, one plays defense. Cipriano, a defensive back, a redshirt sophomore from Upper Arlington, Ohio. Holding Morehead State, so now the job will get even tougher.
Chuck, why wouldn't you call for a fair catch? You can call for a fair catch any time and get the football to 25.
And that may happen the next time.
I mean, because you're talking about putting yourself in the hole trying to return the kick.
Well, the tackle was made at the 16 officially, a 15-yard return, and now half the distance to the goal line. Morehead State will start from its own 8 to go 92 yards toward Pater. New running back for Morehead State. That's Jackson Lanier, a 5'8", 180-pound redshirt freshman from Bluffton, South Carolina. He's to the right of Cravens. Wing right, two receivers left on first and 10 from his own 8. Cravens back to the pocket, pass out to the left. He has Daly at the 9, eludes a tackler, up the sideline, 20, 25-yard line, and finally forced out of bounds with the first down.
At the 25, so a 17-yard gain and a first down for Morehead State.
Nick Boffia, the free safety, may have saved a touchdown, actually. Good job by Daly to elude the initial tackle. So Morehead State out of the hole, giving Cravens more options offensively. He'll send Daly out to the right. Tight formation.
Lanier to his right. Toss sweep to Lanier around the right corner. Block missed there, and he'll lose the yard back to the 24. He had no place to go once he got to the outside and found himself surrounded. And Lanier brought down by Stephen Williams, a defensive end at 222 pounds, a sophomore. A loss of one back to the 24. And it will be second down and 11 for MSU. Rushing the football this year has been difficult for Morehead State, averaging on the season only 78 yards per game. Draw play. Lanier again spinning his way across the 30, 35, and all the way out to the 40 for a first down. Best run in probably a few games for MSU. Finally, defensive tackle Austin Korba. And Morehead State gets 16 yards in the Whitaker Bank first down and will move the chains. Good run by Lanier.
Yeah, Lanier hasn't seen a lot of action, and I think he's going to try to impress Rob Tenure and get some more playing action.
Two receivers right, one left on first and 10 from the 40. Cravens will throw, retreats, looks, pass left, caught at the 46-yard line. Grabbed there by Kyle Daly, thrown down immediately on the play. Coverage provided by linebacker Mike Weimer, and he made the stop. And it's a 6-yard pickup, Morehead State, second and 4.
Second down and 4 at the 46.
Wide out left, 2 to the right. Lanier to the right of Cravens. 4 up front defensively, delayed handoff right up the middle. Lanier trying to drag tacklers forward. May have lost the football as he got out to the 48. Butler thinks he did. The officials not saying anything as of yet. The initial hit provided by 225-pound defensive tackle Austin Korba. Give him 2, no fumble. And Morehead State will look at 3rd and short, 3rd and 2 from its left hash, the 48-yard line.
Early on, you'd hate to say this is a big third down play, but this is a big third down play when you're down 14-0.
With 4 minutes to go in the first. Cravens with 2 backs in the backfield, 1 to his left and 1 slightly ahead of him to his right. Cravens will throw down the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of Daly, who had to spin back for it at the Butler 49-yard line. He had the first down, but couldn't hold the football, and Morehead State will be 4th and 2 from its own 48-yard line. Cravens wants to stay on the field with the offense, but Coach Rob Tenure says, no, come on over. We'll let Kip Warren punt it away. Boy, they had the first down, Jay. He was wide open down the middle.
Kip Warren in punt formation.
4th and 2, Morehead State from its 48. Joey Audia back at his 13 to receive the punt from Warren for Butler.
Second punt for Warren. His first one was 41.
Good snap, rush coming. Wobbly punt down the left side. It will hit at the 26-yard line. Somehow stays in bounds. And it's down by MSU, I think. Well, let's see. Maybe near the 15 if they give him that.
Wow.
What a punt. That thing really tightroped that far sideline after it bounced. And how it did that, I don't know.
Yeah, the Butler sidelines at about the 25. They were pointing. That's where it went out of bounds. But a nice spot at about the 14 for a 38-yard kick. That's something that you have really never had to worry about this season is the punting game.
Yeah, Kip Warren has been very, very solid there.
Timeout on the field, 3:43 left to play, opening quarter. Butler 14, Morehead State nothing, back at 60, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hardee's $2 for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any 2 handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made-from-scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2-for-5 mix-and-match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
14-0, Morehead State trails Butler with 3:43 left to go on this glorious homecoming Saturday in the first quarter. Butler, after the Warren punt, has the ball at its own 14-yard line. First and 10 to go right to left. Two possessions, two touchdowns for the Bulldogs thus far. The Morehead State defense, which has played generally well in Pioneer Football League action, trying to regroup and get a stop here.
Yeah, you can't let them score on this possession. No way. You would dig yourself such a hole, it would be almost a miracle to get out of.
Yeah. Well, Butler sending a wide receiver out to the left. Now they're doing a lot of shifting, a wide out to the right, wing in the slot to the left, man in motion from the left. Bushka handoff, Mitchell right up the middle, trying to get forward and hit as he crosses the 15-yard line by middle linebacker Keenan Wolf and pushed backwards. Gabe Whittington off the defensive line, the freshman from Pearl River, Louisiana, also helping on the stop.
Give him two.
Looks like they're going to give him a little more than that. They're going to give him three out to the 17.
Wow.
Pretty good spot.
Yeah.
Second down, seven. Pistol set. The tailback, Mitchell. Two receivers left, one right. Bushka will take the snap. Turn, give right side. Mitchell finds a good seam across the 20, 25, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
He was about a step away from breaking that.
And saving a tackle, or saving a touchdown, probably was free safety Jihad McCall. But as it is, it's a first down after a 13-yard run at the 30.
Five carries, 46 yards in the first quarter, and we guess still have 2 minutes and 46 seconds left to play.
He needs 88 yards rushing today to move into the top 10 on Butler's single-season rushing list.
Wideouts left and right. Bushka in the shotgun. Johnson, the outside receiver, left motions. Play action. Back to throw. Bushka pressure coming down the middle of the field. And Johnson, the catch near the 47-yard line, knocked down by McCall right there, the free safety. There's a flag down right at midfield. And let's see what that's about.
Fred Bushka's pass intended for Jeremy Johnson.
Did he get hit a little early?
Hard to tell from our angle.
Against Morehead State.
Defensive holding.
So nothing has gone very well for Morehead State thus far today. And the walk-off of 10 yards moves the ball up to the 40. And it will be first and 10 again for Butler as they march toward midfield with 2:24 left to go in the first quarter, up 14-0 already.
Second penalty, 18 yards, penalty yardage against Morehead State in this first quarter.
Bushka from the pistol, Mitchell behind him, wideouts left and right. Morehead State loads up at the line, handoff left, Mitchell right up the middle, and dragged down in the backfield, back inside the 40-yard line. That was Wilson McCraw who got him there, the 6'5", 285-pound redshirt junior waiting for him right in the hole. And the Homewood, Alabama, did not miss the tackle. Loss of one, back to the 39.
He's turned it on the last couple of weeks, Chuck. Been playing really good football out of that defensive end position.
Second down and 11 for Butler from its 39-yard line right at the center of the field. Wideouts left and right. Lawson motion from the far outside right. Sets up and goes back to his right. And now Bushka back to throw. Blitz coming. Screen left. Mitchell always in the open field. He's to the 50, and this is going to go for a touchdown. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he sails into the end zone untouched.
Wow.
61 yards. And Butler is up 20-0 with a minute 31 to go in the first period.
Longest pass play of the season for the Butler Bulldogs, and it gives Williams a touchdown in every single game still this season.
Four plays, 86 yards, 2:12 off the clock.
He just hits cruise control. He doesn't even look like he's running that hard, but he's outrunning everybody else on the field. Zurak with a point after try, out of the hole to Bushka. Snap, placement, boot. It's good. He's now 33 of 33. 1:31 to go in the first quarter at Jane Stadium. Butler 21, Morehead State nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
61-yard screen pass, touchdown, Bushka to Mitchell. Point after by Zurek and Butler, up 21-0 with 1:31 to go in the first, and the Bulldogs with Zurek on the field to kick off. And here comes Zurek into the football, hits it with the right foot down the near side, calling fair catch near his 7-yard line is up, and the ball will be taken back out to the 25.
Fair catch, Ryan up.
That's what you're supposed to do. Let's see. 14 plays, Butler, in this first quarter. 188 total yards. 14 plays for Moorhead State in the first quarter, 65 yards. Just two separate things, and it was Mitchell just has a different gear, Chuck. It just seems like he gets out in the flat and kicks it overdrive, and that's it.
He's in glide motion, and, I mean, he makes it look so easy. Transfer from EKU, before that Northern Illinois. Former wide receiver. Tight formation. Moorhead with a wide out left on first and 10 from its 25. Lanier trying to come up the middle. Finds a seam. Jumps a tackler and gets out across the 30 to the 32.
Gain of about 7, but I like the way this young man's running today.
Gain of 7 out to the 32. Tackle made by cornerback Kellen Madison. Second and 3 Moorhead from its 32, the left hash.
3 carries, 17 yards now for Lanier.
Cravens in the shotgun, grabs the snap, play action, pass out to the right, caught by Daly at the 39, sideline, broke away, he's free, to the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, to the goal line, touchdown, Moorhead State. 68 yards, Cravens to Daly, and Moorhead State on the board to thrill this homecoming crowd. They finally get something to scream about with 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, Daly with a nice move to beat the initial tackle try, and once he got to the sideline, no one was going to catch him. On the try, the point after for MSU, Nathan Hazlett, 12 of 13 on the year. Warren holding, snap placement boot, plenty of leg, plenty of height, and plenty of accuracy, and Moorhead State adds another one. 51 seconds to go, first quarter here at James Stadium. Butler 21, Moorhead State 7, back in 30 seconds on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Moorhead State with two plays, 75 yards, only 40 seconds.
Kentucky Lottery Lucky Sevens touchdown is kicking off will be Nathan Hazlett. Joey Audia deep along with Jack Bill for Butler. Standing at opposite hash marks on the 5-yard line to our right. 21-7, Butler leads as here comes Hazlett. 51 seconds to go in the first. Helicopter high kick taken by Bill at the 5, and he calls a fair catch, so it'll be out to the 25, and that's where the Bulldogs will have it, first and 10.
Chuck, during that short time that the Moorhead State defense was on the sideline, defensive coordinator Andrew Strobel kind of scratching his head and telling his unit, it seems like everybody's trying to see everything all at once instead of just focusing on your job. Be patient and just do what you're supposed to do. Don't try to guess everything that's going on the field all at the same time.
We'll see how that works out as Butler brings the offense out, which has been thus far unstoppable.
3 for 3. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns.
Bulldogs at their 25 right to left for the first and 10 as Bushka now has Joey Succi at the running back spot. Suchia, redshirt junior at 224 pounds. Left slot, Audie in motion. Comes to his right, takes the handoff. He's around the corner, 30, 35-yard line. Up the field, across the 40, and hammered out of bounds. By free safety, Matthew McClellan, the big gain on first down. They mark him at the 44, pickup of 19.
Gain to the 44, first and 10, Bulldogs.
So they continue to move the football at will.
19 yards.
30 seconds to go in the quarter on first and 10 from their 44. Same play, Audio around the right corner, breaking tackles. Shorter gain as he got across the 45 out to the 47. Turned back there by Animal defensive end Luke Bauer with help. Give him three.
Wrapped up by.
And it'll be second down and seven. And that should be the final play of the first quarter as we wind inside 5 seconds to go in the period. And the clock runs out. We're done with a quarter of play on this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium. Your score, Butler 21, Morehead State 7. This is football on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
We'll start the second quarter at James Stadium with Morehead State trailing Butler 21-7, although the Eagles did score on their last possession. Butler will have the ball at its own 47-yard line, second down and seven as we get back into play.
Additionally, the Founders Award.
Defense, Jay, is going to have to turn it up, and Morehead State's offense is going to have to control that football a little bit more to keep the defense off the field.
Well, the defense is going to have to wake up. They played a one quarter and saw Butler go 3-3 in possessions and touchdowns, and if you can get it cut down and get a stop and then turn that into points, you're right back in there. Good to see Dr. Frank Spaniel on the track, one of the honorees between quarters.
Butler with 210 total yards thus far. Morehead State with 140. Of course, 68 of that came on that touchdown pass from Cravens to Daly. We looked at this football game, and Morehead State came in as about a touchdown underdog into the contest, and Butler is an impressive football team, but Morehead State has pretty well played with just about everybody in Pioneer Football League action, and I felt like the Eagles had a shot in this ball game. They still do, obviously. There's a lot of time left, but they've got to turn up the wick just a bit.
210 total yards in that first quarter by Butler, 145 passing, 65 rushing. On the other side, Morehead State's numbers looked pretty good after that touchdown series, 140 yards total, 99 passing, 41 rushing, and we were talking about the Butler going up 21-0. That was a hard lick to take, but Morehead State did battle back, did stiffen up and bold their neck, and got a nice score to get right back in this game. Two more games after today.
Davidson next week at home at 1 p.m., and of course, wrapping up the season the following week with a PFL battle at Presbyterian. All right, Butler from its 47-yard line, the right half, second and seven, moving now left to right. Pistol set, man in motion from the left.
Oh,
bad snap. Bushka somehow handled it, hands it off to the left side. I believe that was Mitchell again, stopped near the line of scrimmage.
That was a magic trick.
Boy, he grabbed that thing with one hand. I don't know how he did it. Off the defensive line was Kobe Nile, the 295-pound junior who had some help in making that stop. Wilson McCraw also there for MSU. Looks like no gain essentially on the play, so it'll be third and seven. Morehead State's defense needs a stop in the worst way.
Butler, one of one, third down conversions.
Wide out in the slot either way. Shotgun set back to his right. Pushka takes the snap. Morehead State rushing four. Pass down the left side. Caught inside the 45-yard line for a first down. The free safety, Matthew McClellan, made that tackle to stop Cameron Heald, the tight end at 219 pounds, but he still picks up a total of 9 yards and a first down for the Bulldogs, and they move the chains.
He did a nice job. He went right where he was supposed to, took an extra couple of steps, and turned around. The ball was right there for the first down.
First and 10 at the Morehead 44 for Butler. Again, Succi, the running back, during the pistol set. Bushka, of course, the quarterback. Wideouts left and right. Blitz coming. Handoff running right. Succi, a huge hole. He's inside the 40, 35, and all the way down to the Morehead 30, where McClellan, with help from Andre Nolan White, the linebacker, make the stop, but not before he picks up 14 yards, and again, it will be a fresh set of four for the Dogs.
Second carry for Succi, now has 15 yards. They're adding to their total of rushing. Almost 100 yards rushing here in the first half.
And with Luka Zurak, who has the big leg, and the ability to kick long field goals, they're already within scoring range. Bushka and the pistol, Succi behind him, wideouts left and right. Outside receiver right, takes it, up the middle it goes to Succi, who stopped as he got inside the 27.
Put up by Keenan Wolf.
Keenan Wolf, the middle linebacker, nails him after a 3-yard gain.
Second and seven, at the 27.
Pretty good to have Succi as a backup.
Yeah. He also is a pretty good-sized guy. I mean, he's 224 pounds.
That's what Morehead State needs to do, a bigger back. Nothing against these backs. You just have to get bigger because the wear and tear of the season gets all over you.
Second and seven from the 27, and loading it and throwing Bushka short feed to Wooten, one of the slot receivers. Makes the grab at the 22 and gang tackle by Holmes along with Caleb Lyons and the Rover, Zane Porter, near the 21, so six more yards, and they'll be third and one at the MSU 21.
Third down.
Seems like they always go with positive plays.
And they've had big chunk plays all day long. Mitchell is back in there. Look for him to get the football. He's their workhorse, and he's an outstanding player. Third and one at the Morehead 21, the right hash.
They're going to go.
Bushka is actually a slot receiver to the left, and Mitchell is going to be in the Wildcat, but a timeout called by
on the field.
I believe it was called by Butler. The play clock was down to two.
So Butler uses its first timeout of the ball game with 11:38 to go. In the first half, 21-7, the Bulldogs lead. Big situation here, and they want to make sure that they cash in and have the right play to do so with. They're at the MSU 21, third and one.
Butler with 242 yards already in this game, Chuck. That's an impressive stat. They're getting 11.5 or 11.5 yards per run. No, excuse me, 6.9 yards per run, 17.5 yards per pass. That's pretty impressive. They've had the football almost 12 minutes compared to Morehead State's 7 minutes in this first half. Nice crowd, as you said, on hand. Homecoming ceremonies at halftime. Good to see a lot of people, of course, out there doing the coin toss today. Bill Baldridge, former coach, former player at Morehead State.
Well, you said something earlier when Butler was up 14 to nothing. You didn't want to get behind 21 to nothing, which is what happened. Morehead State answers with a score, but now Butler is on the verge of maybe scoring again. So, you know, you're chasing right now, and when you're this far behind, you can't afford to be chasing.
Well, you're third and one from your own 21, or Butler's third and one from the Morehead State 21-yard line. you're going to see Mitchell in the backfield. If he's in the backfield, if you're more at the defense, I don't think you lose any sleep if you just sell out and go after him.
I think you really have to. I think you have to because you have to go all out to get a stop here.
And he's not in the game. They put
third
back
down
in the game.
Well, Morehead State will fill up the box with defenders on this third and one at the Eagle 21 for the Bulldogs of Butler.
Now you just can't jump. After a timeout, you get antsy.
Pushka is the quarterback in the pistol with Succi, the 224-pound running back behind him. Wide outs left and right. Outside receiver right in motion. Hand off Succi up the middle, and he'll have the first down right to the 20.
Carries.
Andre Nolan White along with Wilson McCraw and Kobe Nile with the stop, but not before he gets the 1 yard needed to move the chains.
Fourth carry for Succi, 19 yards. And a first
first down.
20 yard line. That new PA system. Wow. Well, they're in the red zone, Chuck.
And for the year, they're 25 of 30 in the red zone, with a total of 15 touchdowns. First and 10 from the 20. Pistol snap. Goes out to Bushka. Handoff left. Mitchell stacked up as he got to about the 18. Jaleel Holmes with another stop. Morehead State's top tackler on the year. Came into this ball game with 72 stops for the season.
Second down. Eight to go.
Gain him only two, so it'll be second and eight at the MSU 18. Right inside the left hash mark.
Ten and a half minutes left. Clock running here in the second quarter.
They'll go shotgun with Bushka in the quarterback role and Mitchell to his right off his hip. Two receivers right. Bushka to throw. Looking. With all day to throw. Now being chased. Got away. Hit. Fires it to the right flat to Mitchell. Dropped outside the 20-yard line by Holmes and McClellan, the free safety.
Tackle for
check
loss.
That. Andre tackle Nolan, Andre Nolan White, and he'll march it back to the 21, so it's a loss of three.
To the 21. It's third down.
I know. We put a new PA system in it.
Right above us.
Right above the radio booth. Only at Morehead State.
Third and 11 at the MSU 21 for Butler. Likely a throwing situation for Brett Bushka, but watch out for that quarterback draw. Wide out right, three left. Morehead State coming with a full kitchen sink blitz. Bushka to throw down the middle. Caught at the 10-yard line by Wooten. Beat his man and goes to the house. Touchdown. Caleb Lyons tried to get a hand on it to tip it away. Couldn't quite do it. Fell down, and it was an easy sail into the end zone from Wooten from there. That's 21 yards on the touchdown pass, 27-7, Butler. 9:22 left to go in the first quarter.
Second quarter. First half.
Zurak to attempt the extra point.
Zurak will try the point after. Bushka will hold.
From the hold of Brett Bushka. Snap from Jason Hicks.
Snap, placement down, Zurak's kick splits the uprights.
The kick is
and it's
good.
Now 28-7 Butler. Again, and just 9:22 left to go in this first half of action.
You're being requested to move your
Butler game on top again, 28-7 back in 30 seconds on the Eagles Sports Network.
We'll need to move
prices are falling on all of your favorites at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA boneless beef top round roast, specially priced for only $5.99 a pound. Green Giant vegetables and sauce are just a dollar. And the large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's natural orange juice are two for only $6. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
Butler leads over Morehead State with 9:22 to go in the first half. It's been all Bulldogs. The score is indicative of how this game has gone for MSU. Tom, what's the mood like on the MSU sideline?
Pretty somber, Chuck. Not a whole lot of energy. A little bit earlier, they tried doing the blue side, back and forth chant. Even the players didn't seem to really be getting into it. So not a lot of positive emotion, but not a lot to be positive about so far.
Well, Morehead State is going to have to make a major comeback to win this game. The offense needs to get things rolling, and the defense has got to find a way, which it has yet to do this ball game, to stop that high-powered Butler offense.
The good part, you got 2.5 quarters left. You can't get it all in one drive, but you can chip away. What's going to happen is offensively, you're going to have to put some points on the board, and defensively, you're going to have to stop them. Simple as that.
Yeah, and that's not happening.
You know, the offense has been anemic over the last few weeks, since the Valpo game, and it's just not been there. And that's one thing you could always count on Morehead State, put points on the board.
Daly and upper deep as Zurak kicks off, 35 to our left, which is the north end of the field.
Pass play, the drive was 11 plays, 75 yards, and 6:29 off the clock.
Here's Zurak's kick, high and short down the far side. It hits at the 11, bouncing out of bounds by up near the 5-yard line, so that is a break for Morehead State. They'll
take it,
move it up to the 35, yeah.
Yeah, take it.
Good job by up to not try to field that ball as it was bouncing and let it roll out of bounds at the sideline.
Last couple of kickoff returns, of course, Morehead State's had several. They played it well. They called for the fair catch and got it at the 25, and this time it goes out of bounds, and you take it at 35. That's 10 more yards.
So a decent field position to start the drive. MSU from its 35, right to left, first and 10.
Morehead State has had it at their own 20, their own 50, 48, and then at 35.
Lanier remains the running back. Cravens will stand to his left in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, tight off the tackle, wide out left. Play action, Cravens back to throw. Slips a tackle, throws left. Oh, he had Client wide open at the 50, running from right to left, and overthrew it and incomplete. Boy, he had no one on him, and that would have been a huge gain had that pass been on the money. But Cravens, kind of moving forward, not setting his feet, overthrew the receiver.
5 for 10 for Cravens, 99 yards. We've seen that all year. Just doesn't have the touch he did last year. And, of course, that could be the injuries costing him some mobility.
Second and 10 from the 35. Draw play.
Oh.
Lanier spun around at the line of scrimmage. Got maybe a couple of yards.
Carrier.
Middle linebacker Tyson Garrett around his legs. Pulls him to the turf after a gain of only two. Third and 8.
And George Driftolaris.
Inside 9 minutes to go in the half, 28-7 Butler. Morehead State with a big third down play here.
Eagles 1-3 here in the first half.
Cravens looking at the sideline for the play with Lanier in the backfield. Have not seen James Lewis, although we had been told he would be healthy enough to play today. Lanier to the right of Cravens, who's in the shotgun. Wideouts and slots either way, four-man rush. Back to throw, Cravens. Looking, fires it to the right flat. Lanier, the catch slips and goes down to one knee. Then he's tackled for a loss back at the 35. The pass was low, and Lanier had to go to one knee. Almost kept his balance, but still lost 2 yards with that reception. And Morehead State on 4th and 10 finds Kip Warren heading to the field to punt.
Third time in this first half for Warren. He's averaging 39.5 yards per kick thus far.
Audium is deep at his 25 for the Bulldogs. Good snap. Not much of a rush. Pretty good kick. Audium backing up to about his 27. Calls a fair catch there. 38 yards on the punt. No return. So it's Bulldogs taking over. 1st and 10, left to right with 7:49 left to go. Up 28-7 over the Eagles. They'll have it at their 27-yard line. They have been, as we talked about, unstoppable offensively thus far. Bushka has Mitchell behind him as he stands in the pistol with a wide out left and two to the right. Snap, handoff left. Mitchell wrapped up from behind, slips away, got across the 30, out to about the 32, possibly the 33. Jaleel Holmes up on top, along with Rover Zane Porter underneath. And they drag him down after he picks up five.
Well, you wonder just how potent this offense is. They took over their first drive with five plays, 62 yards and a touchdown. The second drive, five plays, 50 yards and a touchdown. The third drive, four plays, 86 yards and a touchdown. And the last drive, 11 plays, 75 yards and a touchdown.
Second and five from their 32. Morehead State's defensive line jumps, and a flag goes down where they've drawn off.
Marker on the field.
If it's against Morehead State, that would be an automatic first down for Butler.
It is?
Yep, it is. Offside Morehead State. Move it up to the 37 after the five-yard walk-off and move the chains.
Third penalty of the first half against Morehead State. Clock rolling here. 7 minutes left to play. Second quarter.
Dogs from there, 37. Left hash, first and 10. No receiver to, or Bushka is a wide receiver out to the right. Wildcat, Mitchell waits, delays, comes forward, spins off a tackle, got to the 40. Andre Nolan White has him out near the 42 and pulls him backwards, but not before he gets another good gain. That's about five more yards.
Just straight and draw play.
Kind of danced a little bit looking for that hole to open up and then shot through it. And I mean, another nice game for that Butler offense.
Ninth carry for Mitchell, 57 yards.
42.
Second and five from their 42 for Butler. Again, they go with the Wildcat set. Mitchell, their running back, is the quarterback. Wide out Bill in motion to the left. Off the left side, Mitchell stood up, taken backwards by several Morehead State defenders after only about a yard.
Well, 99% of the time when you run the Wildcat, whoever takes the snap runs the football. Morehead State did well that one, and it's third and four.
Third down.
This is a big third down before it's taken get the stop.
Third down and four, Butler from its 43.
Butler's 4-4 in third down conversions here in the first half.
5:43 left to go in the half, 28-7 Butler. Shotgun, back to his right, Bushka takes the snap, looks to throw. Time, and now he'll run right, and he'll be sacked. Back at the 42-yard line.
Rick Bushka.
Morehead State finally gets a big defensive play, and that was defensive end Noah Benza with his fourth sack of the season. Kobe Nile also there, but Morehead State is about to force the first punt of the day by the Butler Bulldogs after a loss of one. It'll be fourth and five. Ryan up goes deep as coming on to punt for Butler, Luka Zurak. The junior averaging less than 37 yards per punt, along of 51 this season. There's the snap. Kick almost blocked, may have been partially blocked. Poor kick to the right side of Wobbler, but a good roll as it hits to the 30. And down the near sideline, it goes inside the MSU 20 and dies at the 16.
42-yard punt. Most of it a roll.
Yeah, I think someone may have gotten a piece of it. Tom, did it look that way to you on the field?
I was a little bit screened here on the sideline, Chuck. I didn't get a real good look at it.
It looked like if not, he rushed the football. And we have a timeout on the field, 4:37 left to play here in the first half. Butler 28, Morehead State 7. Back after this 60-second break on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
28-7, Butler on top of Moorhead State with 4:37 to go in the second quarter. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Moorhead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Moorhead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Well, MSU finally gets a defensive stop. And now we'll take the football right to left from its own 16 to left hash with a first and 10 and needing some points before the half ends. Maybe get some momentum going into the second half. Cravens from the shotgun has Lanier to his right. Two receivers come to the left. Wide receiver out to the right with a slot to the right just outside the tackle. Up from the left outside in motion. Hand off left, Lanier looking for a block. Spins his way forward out to the 21-yard line. Boy, I tell you what, that was a good run as he carried a tackler for about 3-4 yards. And that tackler was linebacker Brayton Spetter. A gain on the play of 4 to the 20-yard line. It's a second and 6 situation for MSU.
Lanier, 6 carries, 30 yards in this first half.
Lanier to the left of Cravens, who has the right outside receiver in motion. That's Cohen, who's normally a tight end. Shotgun snap, three-man rush.
He's open.
Cravens to the right flat. Cohen's on the crossing route. Broke a tackle, 25-yard line. First down as he got out to about the 26.
Nice little crossing route. Nice job of Cravens finding his tight end. And it's a first down, Moorhead State.
Cohen's 12 catches for the season is for 7 yards out to the 27. It's first and 10. A Whitaker Bank first down, and Moorhead State keeps it rolling.
Oh,
now
fumble.
The snap to Cravens is dropped. Loose football or back around the 25, 26-yard line. Pile up there, and Moorhead State, I think, has come up with it. And who was it who came up with it? Looks like may have been Lanier, the running back. Loss of 1.
Looked up before he got the snap because he was trying to make the handoff. And almost turned it over.
Second and 11, Moorhead from its 26.
And 11.
Two receivers either way. Long count. He'll now check the sidelines and possibly change the play. 4 at the line right here for Butler defensively. Blitz coming. Cravens to throw. Toward the left flat. Got it to his running back, Lanier. Makes the catch, spins forward for a couple of yards.
Well, a little screen pass is nice, but a little screen pass with blockers out front would have been much more nicer.
Actually, that was Evan Roach, the freshman running back from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, with the reception. They'll give him 3 yards to the 29. Moorhead State, third and long here.
Moorhead State,
third and 8.
1 of 4 in third down conversions in this first half.
3 outside receivers, 2 right, 1 left. Roach will remain the running back. Bunch of people up near that line of scrimmage for Butler. They'll rush 3 as Cravens retreats. Look, steps up in the pocket.
Oh,
with
no.
Time, now I'll be sacked. Back at the 27.
You can see the Butler defense just coming after that. And Butler's going to take a timeout, I do believe.
George Dristolaris off the defensive line. Came around from behind and knocked down Carter Cravens for a loss of 2. And Moorhead State, 4th and 10. And a timeout on the field.
Butler takes the timeout. 2:01 to play. It's their first timeout. Kind of a smart play after getting the drive stopped. And a punting situation for Moorhead State. Fourth punt for Warren, averaging 39 yards a boot. 41 has been the long. And he's got 1, as Tom said earlier, already inside the 20. If he does that, I'll be happy.
High snap, he'll bring it down. Rush coming, barely got the ball away.
Got
pretty good
riddle.
One. Joey Audia back at his 35, calls fair catch.
with a Morehead State player bearing down on top of him. Defensive back Alex Herrera, the redshirt freshman from San Jacinto, California. But Warren was decked. No flag on the play.
1:53 left. Timeout on the field. It's Butler 28, Morehead State 7. Back after this 60-second break on the Eagles Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
1:53 left to play before halftime here at James Stadium. 28-7 Butler over Morehead State. Beautiful, beautiful November afternoon. I can't remember the last November homecoming for Morehead State.
Not during my time and probably your time of doing ball games here. I'm sure there's been one, but I'll tell you what, I remember back in 1986, actually when I came for the job interview here, that I believe it was homecoming that November against Murray State, and I think that may be the last time.
It's late in the evening. It's late in the season. I know Morehead State had tried to get it moved, but the PFL teams that we were playing at the time would not move that. And, of course, if I'm Morehead State, I remember that the next time I put them out in the Clearfield this day.
42-yard punt by Warren sets up Butler at its 35, left to right, first and 10, with 1:53 to go. Bushka on the quarterback draw. Up the middle, here he comes. He's across the 40, tackled by Jaleel Holmes as he got out to about the 43-yard line. That would be a gain of 8 if they mark it there, and they do, and it'll be second and 2.
Clock running, 1:39 left to play, second quarter.
Three receivers left, one right on second and 2 from his 43. Bushka gives it to Mitchell up the middle. Spinning off tackles, has the first down near the 46 on a gain of 3.
Clock stopped as they move the sticks, 1:30 to play. And now we have a timeout. Butler? We're getting a officiating crew together.
Well, the chains haven't moved. I'm not sure what's going on there. It should have been a first down. Was there a flag that we did not possibly see?
Well, there's a flag. It was supposed to be on that play, but I don't know. All right, let's see what it's officially called. Personal foul against Butler.
So from the 46, they should walk it off 15 yards back to the 31.
Against Butler.
Oh, if you're Butler, that's a death blow. Yeah, that's a death blow for this drive. There we go.
So did it come, though, after the play? Because it should still be a first down, if so.
Well, it's going to be second and 15. So yep. Obviously it didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Second down.
Hey, back them up that way. That's okay. Second and 14.
From their own 31 for the Bulldogs. Three receivers left, one right. Bushkin, a shotgun. Mitchell to his left. Delayed handoff. Mitchell hit in the backfield by Kobe Nile and dropped for a loss. Back at the 30.
And now Morehead State takes a timeout with 1:20 to play.
Noah Benza also helping out. Benza's had a really good year.
I don't know. I think I just wanted to get this half over with instead.
I think Morehead State just called timeout, Jason.
Yeah, I know. That's what we said. Rob jumped on the field and took a timeout. I think I'd rather went on and had the clock run off and get in there and take it in the second half.
28-7, Butler, and the Bulldogs will face 3rd and 14 from their own 30. Actually, 3rd and 15 from their own 30. With 1:20 left to go in the half, Morehead State, according to the scoreboard, still has all three of its timeouts left.
I don't think so.
May be wrong. I thought they took one.
Yeah, they did just then. So Morehead State has two timeouts. Butler has two. Morehead State has two. Morehead State has on the backfield. Morehead State has one, according to the official stats.
Pistol set for Bushka. Succi behind him. Three outside receivers, two left, one right. Morehead State dropping some DB's back with four at the line right now.
Why ain't the play clock ready?
3:15 to go, or rather 3rd and 15 for Butler from its own 30. There goes the play clock. It's down to 20. Now 19.
I know, but gee, whiz.
Now what? Did they call timeout?
Yeah. Butler's taking a timeout, but they ran 15 seconds that didn't have a play clock or the game clock running. 1:20 to play. Butler takes its second timeout. Bulldogs 28, Eagles 7 coming to halftime. The homecoming ceremonies that people wait 1 year to see. And we see Dr. Morgan out there. He's styling and profiling.
Morehead State looking to regroup at halftime to get back into this football game. Make it one more possession before this half ends. As you mentioned, the Eagles officially with one timeout left. The scoreboard says two, but
both teams with one timeout left on the official stats.
Okay. We'll call it that. Butler is looking at a third down and 15-yard situation to go on this current situation they have here. And they've got to get down to the 45 for a first down. Bushka in the pistol. Four outside receivers. Bushka back to pass. Deep down the left sideline.
No.
Inside the 40-yard line. Overthrown incomplete. And a flag comes down late. Jack Bill, the intended receiver at the Morehead 30. And I think they are going to flag Morehead State cornerback.
I don't know.
Luciano Corpora Ellis for pass interference. I don't know about that.
Looked awfully good from the sideline, guys.
Maybe they'll wave this thing off because they're walking back toward the original line of scrimmage. Nope, they're going to call it against Morehead State, and that's a bad penalty.
15 yards now if you're Butler.
To the 45.
You got one timeout left. Now instead of just running the clock out, I think you go for pay dirt.
Their first and 10 at their own 45. Bushka from the shotgun looks at a four-man rush as he drops back to throw again.
Launching it deep down
the middle. Bill is open at the 15. The catch there and a touchdown. No one around him.
Gee, Willis.
That had to be a busted coverage. Jihad McCall, the free safety, came back trying to hustle and make the tackle, but no one was around Bill as he caught that 55-yard touchdown pass from Brett Bushka. And with 1:06 to go in the half, Butler all over Morehead State, 34-7.
Zorak to attempt the extra point.
Wow.
From the hold of Brett Bushka.
We go from having a little hope to
and
them
that
just
penalty
kicking.
Played a huge role in that situation.
Them just kicking you in the teeth.
Zurek, we'll try another point after.
Four play, 65-yard drive.
There it is, up and good.
Good.
1:06 to go in the half, 35-7 Butler. We'll come back in 30 seconds on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
A Butler scores, four plays, 65 yards, took a whopping 47 seconds, and give the assist to the man in stripes after the penalty as Morehead State went from hope
to kick off
to doubt as Butler leads at 35-7.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking a timeout to hopefully get the football back, and then all of a sudden they're penalty, and then wham, bam.
Here comes Zurak's kick, high and not too deep, taken by up near the 10, where he called a fair catch, so it'll be at the 25, first and 10, Morehead State.
That kind of deflated this crowd. I just wonder how many will stay after the homecoming ceremonies.
35-7, and we haven't hit halftime yet.
338 yards for Butler, 151 for Morehead State.
Yeah.
Butler's had it 16 minutes and 50 seconds of this first half. Morehead State with one timeout, 75 yards to go. Morehead State's going to move it to the left hash.
That could be the turning point.
Moving it to the left hash?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you.
Cravens from the shotgun. Three receivers right, one left. First and 10 from his 25. 106 to go. Back he goes. Looks to throw. Can't find anyone. Throws it to the left side. Daly makes a nice catch at the near sideline, out of bounds. Kept at the 45-yard line. He reached across the sideline to pull it back and made that grab. What a nice play.
58 seconds left. First down for Morehead State.
10-yard play.
Whitaker Bank. First down.
First and 10, Morehead State from its 35 after the nice grab by Daly. And MSU will set up with 58 seconds to go, first and 10. Cravens again. Back
there
to
he
throw.
Is. There
a lot
is.
Of time down the middle looking for up. Ball
there,
tipped
at
the 50-yard line. Up it goes off of defender's hands and off of Daly's hands and incomplete.
You know, Daly and up have combined to become a pretty good 1-2 punch at Morehead State if you just can get them the football.
Second and 10, MSU from its 35. Three receivers to the far side right, one to the left. Back to his right, Craven surveys a three-man line for Butler. Back he goes, late blitz, flushed out of the pocket to the right flat, finds Lanier. He'll try to get to the 40-yard line and fights his way out of bounds with Bafia around his legs at the 41, a gain of 6.
Second catch by Lanier. He's also ran the ball 5 times, most action that he's seen all year.
Third and 4, MSU from its 41-yard line to right hash.
Evan Roach runs on to play running back. Lanier lost his shoe.
Again, Cravens will throw with a late blitz coming down the middle, looking for armor inside the 40 of Butler. Too low and incomplete. On the coverage for the Bulldogs was outside linebacker Jeremiah Jackson.
Fourth down.
And Morehead State, after the incompletion, looks at fourth and 4, and again, Kip Warren comes on to punt.
Mikey Armour was a big part of the offense last year. Where has he gone this year, Chuck?
Yeah, he had 30 catches last year and only 9 so far this year.
Back for the Bulldogs.
Troy Audia deep at the Butler 20.
This is his fifth punt of the first half.
And there's a kick by Warren. A line drive spinner to the right side. Audia comes over, calls fair catch near the 27.
Audia.
36 yards, about. Let's see.
32.
Yeah. Well, first and 10 from their 27-yard line.
So Butler, as if it needs one, gets another chance here in the first half.
Oh,
put more points on the board with 32 seconds to go.
I think they'll take a knee and take it to the house.
The Bulldogs up 35-7. They're in the victory formation. It appears they'll be taking the knee. As under center is Bushka. Right, takes the snap, drops to a knee, and that will end the first half of play mercifully for Morehead State. Your score at halftime here at Jane Stadium on this homecoming Saturday, Butler 35, Morehead State 7. I'm Chuck Moraz with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis coming back with our halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
It's been a very tough first half for Morehead State, to say the least, here on this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium. The Eagles are down at the break to Butler by a score of 35-7. Butler had the ball six times and scored on five of those possessions and made it, quite frankly, very easy.
I got a word for you. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck. It was ugly. Morehead State got back in it. It seemed like, but then, no. Butler, it's almost like they're teasing us. It's like, come on. And then all of a sudden, the penalty towards the end didn't help, but what's the difference between 28-7 and 35-7?
Seven?
Well, doggone you.
Well, I mean, it's going to be gut check time for the Eagles in the second half, Jason. They've got to show some courage here in the second half to come back and make a game of things. And even if you can't make a game of things, play as hard as you can and play for some pride and with some pride.
Yeah, you have to show the effort in the second half, because if you don't show the effort, if you just hang it up, well, you're going to hang it up next week and hang it up against Presbyterian. So this could be a turning point in the season. So let's take a look at the scoring. It's been all Butler in the first half. In the first quarter, Butler scored on a five-play, 62-yard drive that took 2:22 off the clock. Ethan Lowe's on a 25-yard pass from Brett Bushka, 7-0 after the point after. Luke Wooten then scored on a 28-yard pass from Bushka. The point after was good. That capped a five-play, 50-yard drive that took 2:35 off the clock. And with 6:53 left to play in the first quarter, it was 14-0 Butler. Butler would add to that. Mitchell on a 61-yard pass from Bushka. Point after good. The pass capped a four-play, 86-yard drive, 2:12 off the clock. 21-0 at that time, Butler leading. Morehead State then got on the board. 51 seconds left to go in that opening quarter. Kyle Daly on a 68-yard pass from Carter Cravens. Nathan Hazel's point after made it 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. Butler added two scores in the second. Luke Wooten on a 21-yard pass play from Bushka. Point after good, 28-7. And with 1:06 left to play in the first half, Jack Bill with a 55-yard pass from Bushka. The point after was good. 35-7, and 35-7 is your score at the half. Let's see if we can pick up the homecoming ceremonies as President Morgan and his family out on the field.
Morehead State University proudly presents 2023 Homecoming Queen, Shayla Worsley.
Shayla
the homecoming queen. And we'll have our homecoming king in just a second. Young lady, very excited.
Florida State University proudly presents 2023 homecoming king, Blake McKinnon.
So Blake McKinnon is your homecoming king. I'm trying to see exactly.
Blake is sponsored by Delta Delta Fraternity.
He's from Flemingsburg.
Is sponsored by the Dreams Program.
So Blake is from Flemingsburg, and Sheila is from Richmond. Congratulations to the homecoming king and
the
queen.
The MSU Alumni Association.
35-7, your score. Butler leading Morehead State. We'll come back with our MSU halftime feature after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Paul Hitchcock, and our guest is Misty Linton, Assistant Director in the Office of Disability Services. Well, Misty, describe some of the services that your office provides.
We service students who have disabilities, and we act as an advocate or an intermediary between the student and their professor or any offices on campus. We provide information, support, and sometimes we provide direct services for students depending upon their needs. Every individual is different.
So an incoming student, there may be some differences between their support in high school and what they may receive in college. What are some of those differences?
You're absolutely right. In kindergarten through 12th grade, the schools are going to be a lot more proactive in reaching out to the student about services, whether that's an IEP or a 504 plan. Once they get to college, however, the student themselves really needs to seek out the services they need, and we can help them. We will always meet them halfway.
What are some of the academic services that a student can seek?
Probably our most common accommodations on campus pertain to timed tests or testing environments. So we have students who really struggle with anxiety, with test anxiety, or perhaps they have ADHD and they struggle with attention. And so they need to test in a different environment other than the classroom so they don't have the distraction of their peers around them. Or they may just need more time to show their learning on a test. It's not any kind of special treatment to just have a little bit of extra time to demonstrate what you know.
What does a student need to do to qualify for services?
They will need to meet with me, and then I will need documentation from a healthcare professional that tells me what their condition or disability is. And it's always helpful if that documentation describes some of the accommodations that will be useful for that student. Now, some of my students do have progressive disorders, and so those do change every year, and we meet pretty regularly to sort that out. But for the most part, for example, if a student has a vision impairment that's not progressing, they don't have a different need each semester, and so they don't have to meet with me again.
So a visitor on campus may see students or individuals walking around with what seems to be pets.
Some of our students, if you see them in a public space or a classroom building and they have a dog with them, that dog is most likely what's called a service animal, and it does a particular job for that student. Perhaps it alerts them if they are having a seizure or if their blood sugar has dropped. It performs a very important task that's necessary for that student to be safe and healthy on campus. The other kind of animal you might see is called an emotional support animal. Emotional support animals are specific to the student's dwelling place, and so they're going to mostly be in the dorm or the outside area around the dorm. These can be any small animal that would be a pet but can provide therapeutic benefit to the student.
So if someone is interested in your office and what you provide, how can they get in touch with you in your office for more information?
If you go to MSU's website and look under D for disability, you'll find me there, or 606-783-5188, and I'm happy to help.
This has been Morehead State Today, and our guest has been Misty Litton, Assistant Director in the Office of Disability Services. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of Morehead State Public Radio. More information on Morehead State University can be found online at moreheadstate.edu.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen, Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness of chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Butler leading Morehead State here at the half. Tom Lewis is joined by Coach Rob Tenier. Tom?
All right, thanks, Jason. Joined by Coach Tenier. Rob, not exactly the homecoming you were hoping for, I would suppose.
Not at all. We just played a very relaxed half of football. We just weren't ready to play. And I'm going to be honest with you, we've got a great plan, and we just not executing right now on some things. Really both sides of the football. So we're going to start over here. We're going to try and, you know, claw our way back into it and play some much better football this half. That's the goal.
Thanks a lot. All right, back upstairs.
All right, thank you, Tom. 35-7, Butler leading Morehead State here at intermission. Taking a look at first downs, Butler was 16, Morehead State was 6 in the first half. Butler ran the ball 22 times for 107 yards, Butler 12 times for 44 yards. Passing yardage, Butler with 232, Morehead State with 123. Total offensive plays, Butler ran the 34 total offensive plays for 337 yards. Morehead State, 28 total plays for 167 yards. Time of possession, Morehead State had the football 11 minutes and 51 seconds. Butler had the football 18 minutes and 9 seconds. Mitchell, rushing for Butler, 12 carries, 60 yards. Passing Bushka, 11 of 11 in that first half, 226 yards, 5 touchdowns. For Morehead State, Lanier, 5 carries, 26 yards. Carter Cravens, 10 of 16, 1 touchdown. He was also sacked once for 123 yards. Your score at the half. It's the Bulldogs of Butler, 35. The Eagles of Morehead State, 7. We'll come back with the second half action from Jane Stadium in Morehead, Kentucky, after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Jane Stadium. It's Butler 35, Morehead State 7 here at intermission. Next week, Morehead State will close out the home portion of the 2023 season. If it's any indication of this, there'll be a lot of people happy as Morehead State will host. Who do we have? Who do we play next week, Chuck? I lost my paper.
Davidson.
1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock. Well, Davidson's leading Stetson, 58-27 in the fourth quarter. It's Valparaiso shutting out Dayton at the half, 14-0. Drake leading Marist, 10-3. That's a final. Also a final, San Diego leading Presbyterian, 23-13. So Davidson beating Stetson, Valparaiso beating Dayton, Drake over Marist. That is a final. Also San Diego getting the win over Presbyterian, 23-13. Morehead State will kick off to start this second half of action. Good to see Hazlett back doing the kickoff duties, as it's been a long season for him.
Did notice, though, that he is wearing a brace on that left ankle that he's had the problem with since he was roughed earlier this season. And you're right. I mean, Nathan's a very, very good kicker. That's one area for Morehead State that has been very strong. You talk about punter Kip Warren, but also Nathan Hazlett, along with Tommy Schwartz, have done a very good job in placements.
Okay.
Combined, they're 7 for 7 in field goals and extra points, 16 of 17.
All right, if you're Rob Tenure, you're down 35-7 on next to last home game of the season. Do you pull the trigger on Cravens and try not to get him injured any further and try to see what you got?
I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll go out there and play the second half, and I want to see if they can get him on track and on, you know, on moving forward in the right direction. I think Carter has a lot of potential to be a very, very good quarterback. Sometimes we forget that he's only a redshirt freshman.
Tom Lewis, what do you see on the sidelines?
I will say that backup quarterback Bryce Patterson threw a few extra warm-up tosses, more than usual, but I tend to lean toward what Chuck said and at least give Cravens an opportunity here in the second half, see what he can do, and if this gets too much further out of hand, we may see a backup.
Here's an onside kick try by Morehead. St. Eagles have recovered, although I don't think it went the necessary 10 yards. Matthew McClellan fell on that onside kick try. Maybe a little short?
Yeah. 35, 40, 45. I think we touched it before it got 10 yards.
The required 10 yards, yeah.
Ooh, I don't like it. The required 10 yards.
The mandated 10 yards, okay, or necessary 10 yards.
All right. I'll give you that. The required 10 yards is...
Well, it's a penalty against Morehead State, but I think that Butler will take the football near the MSU 46. And a short field...
Or will they make them kick it?
Maybe they're going to make it kick it over.
I think that's our defense.
They were offside, perhaps, on the kickoff.
In the 30-yard line.
So now they'll kick off from the 30.
Gee whiz.
Even when things go right today, they go wrong.
All right. Now we have one team running on the field, one team running off.
Audia and Bill are deep for Butler near the 10-yard line, one on one hash, the other on the other hash, as Hazlett kicks off now from the 30. Morehead State down 35-7 to start the second half, and honestly, a lot of the crowd left here at halftime.
I thought it was a good idea by Roth.
Yeah, good try. Get some momentum early in the second half.
Yeah.
And here comes Hazlett into the football with the right foot now from the 30. It's a line drive knuckleballer caught by Bill at the far side at the 12. He's forward to the 25-30, 35-yard line, and spun down at the far sideline there. Matthew McClellan made the tackle for Morehead State, but a pretty good return. Mark it right at the 35. 23 yards on that bring back by Bill. Jack Bill, actually a transfer from Harvard.
Well,
graduate
la-dee-da.
Student. Yeah, la-dee-da.
La-dee-da. Okay, sorry.
Mitchell, the running back, as Bushkin, the pistol, has Mitchell right behind him. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Far outside right. Receiver motions. Hand off right. Mitchell looking for a seam and finding one as he broke a tackle. Broke another tackle. 40, 45-yard line. Finally out to about the 47-yard line before Krizek, the strong safety, along with the Rover Zane Porter, bring him down. Gain on the play of 12 to the 47 and move the chains once more for Butler.
72 yards on 13 carries for Mr. Mitchell. Holmes with 10 tackles to lead Morehead State in that first half.
From there, 47, the Bulldogs, right hash mark, first and 10. Empty set, five receivers, Bush get a throw, pass to the right, caught by Loss, broke a tackle inside the Morehead 45 and down to the 40-yard line before Jahad McCall pulls him to the turf.
You know, we're missing, or we're not probably giving enough credit. Bushka is now 12 for 12, 230 yards, and five TDs. I mean, it's a remarkable game that he's having, and I don't know if anybody knows that.
They do now. 12 yards on that gain, another first down for Butler. Back to his right, Bush get a throw. Bubble screen left to Wooten, looking for the corner. Got it, 35-30, down the sideline and shoved out of bounds by Holmes at the Morehead State 24-yard line. And that's 17 more yards. And yet another first down. It's just been too easy for this Bulldog offense today, Jay.
It has been easy. I'm bringing some different players or new players in and not seen the field as of yet. I think you hand it off to Mitchell right now.
Two receivers out to the right, wide receiver left motions. Hand off left, Mitchell cuts it up to his right to the middle of the field, gets a short yardage play, maybe about 2-3 yards down to the MSU 24.
think they're going to even give him the 23, are they?
Andre Nolan White gets the tackle. It's 1 yard on the play.
I don't know if this analogy will make sense, but Butler's motion, they are so effective with it. It's like a rubber band. You can stretch it north and south. You can stretch it east and west. But Butler's motion, even when they're stretching east-west, you still feel like you're getting stretched north-south. They just really open the field so well with the way they run motion out of the backfield and across from one side to the other.
Empty set, five outside receivers on second and nine from the MSU 23, and Bushka loads and throws. Pass to the left, caught at the 16-yard line by Loss, and brought down as he got inside the 13-yard line by linebacker Andre Nolan Wright. And, yes, it's another Bulldog first down after a gain of 10.
14 of 14, 265 and 5 touchdowns. That is 20th first down for Butler. And we won't even give them credit who's sponsoring their first downs.
So they're at the MSU 13. You just don't want to quit in the second half, Jay, no matter what.
Butler is 1-for-1 in the red zone.
Wildcat set. Mitchell is the quarterback. Bill in motion from the right. Now back to the left. Mitchell, short side sweep. To the left, gets inside the 10, drags the tackler down to about the 7-yard line. That was Jaleel Holmes, the outside linebacker for Morehead State. Cooper Krizek, strong safety helping on that stop.
Second down.
Mark it at the 8, gain of 5.
And Morehead State, 8-yard line.
11 minutes, 5 seconds left to play here in the third quarter.
Second and 5 at the MSU 8 for the Bulldogs. Pistol set, Bushka the quarterback with Mitchell right behind him, wide outs left and right. Morehead State loads up in the box, wide receiver left in motion. Up the middle goes Mitchell, zigzagging, gets to about the 6 before he's turned back. Isaac Armstrong playing linebacker, along with Cooper Krizek coming up from his safety spot. Combining on the tackle, mark it at the 6, a gain of 2.
Third down. Opening drive of this second half.
Is third down.
Seventh play of the drive for Butler.
Third and 3 at the Morehead State 6 for the Dogs. Wide out left, 2 to the right, make that 3 to the right. One of them comes in motion back to the near side. Bushka, pistol set, back to throw. Steps up, down the middle, ball tipped and nearly intercepted by McClellan near the 2 on the dive. Did he come up with it?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. The ball was tipped at the line, and Matthew McClellan caught the deflection, and Morehead State has forced its first turnover of the ball game as they stopped Butler after the Dogs had driven all the way down to the MSU 6.
Briska, that streak ends. Well, actually, doesn't end. He's 15 of 15, just the one completed pass to Morehead State.
First and 10, Morehead State.
Ball's at the Morehead 2, and the
long way to go.
Bulldogs turn back, and the Eagles have it to go the other way, 98 yards, hopefully. Down 35 to 7 here early in the third quarter.
Have to take care of the football.
Cravens will be in the shotgun with Lanier to his right.
I don't. That didn't look.
Hand off to the right, Lanier not getting much of anything.
I think we jumped. I think we had
flagged down, yeah.
In motion.
Loss of 1 back to the 1.
Can't lose too much.
The officials huddling in the end zone to talk things over. 9:57 to go in the third, 35-7 Butler. Offside, and this is against Butler, so that's a break for Morehead State.
Delay of game, Chuck.
Delay of game?
Yep. On the defense, which
you don't ever see, yeah. Well, that's a break for MSU. That'll move it up to the 7-yard line and make it 1st and 5.
Davidson having its way with Stetson this afternoon in Florida, 58-27 with 14 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That's what we need, a team really hot on offense coming in here next week.
Cravens takes the shotgun snap, delayed handoff left side. Lanier slips a couple of tackles.
Go,
to the 15,
go, go.
Breaks it,
East of the 30, sideline, 35, 40, and finally forced out of bounds. At the 44-yard line, coming over to make a saving tackle with safety Will Mason. If he beats Mason, he goes all the way to the end zone. But as it is, 37 yards on that long carry by Morehead State's Jackson Lanier. And it's first and 10 for the Eagles as they break out of the hole. Shotgun snap. Give off the left side, Lanier. Starts inside, goes outside left, and gets not much, maybe a yard.
64 yards now for Lanier.
Austin Corda on the stop.
Mark it at the 45, second and 9.
Second and 9 at the 45.
Defensive tackle, Austin Corba, the 275-pounder. Made that tackle for the Butler defense, which plays very hard and very fundamentally sound. Very good at tackling. Second and 9, MSU from its 45 to left hash. Cravens with two receivers to the right, wing to the left. Back to throw against the four-man rush. Goes deep to the right side, wants Daly. Daly coming back at the 20-yard line, knocked away by Mason and incomplete. He was stride for stride with Kyle Daly and Will Mason right there to deflect the ball away from the MSU receiver.
I don't know if he'd been in bounds if he'd caught the football. I think it was already thrown out of bounds.
I thought it was a little underthrown.
Cravens now 10 of 17.
Third and 9. Morehead State from its 45. Shotgun back to his right. Snap to Cravens. Blitz coming. Cravens has his arm hit as he throws it, and it'll sail incomplete to the right sideline near the 42 of Butler. It was intended for up. And Cravens was decked as he threw that football. Someone had a hand on his arm, and
he's hurt.
He did not get the follow through correctly on that ball, and thus it falls incomplete. Morehead State, 4th and 9 from its 45, will send on Kip Warren to punt.
Yeah, I think he's hurting both arms now.
And he looks a little frustrated, too. Been that kind of day.
6 punt for Warren. Long of 41, 37.4 yards, his average for the afternoon.
Good snap, punt nearly blocked, end over end punt, short punt, Audie a fair catch at his 27-yard line, makes it there. 28 yards on the punt, no return.
He got hit towards the end of the first half and they didn't call the penalty, and I don't know if he's recovered from that. Timeout. On the field, 8:46 left to go in quarter number 3. It's Butler 35, Morehead State 7, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
8:46 to go in the third quarter. Morehead State trailing at home to Butler 35-7. While we have just a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Butler takes over from its own 28-yard line to go right to left with a first and 10. Right now with a 28-point lead. Bulldogs trying to win their third straight.
They'll close out their season on the 18th as they host Drake in Indianapolis at the Butler Bowl.
Bushka still in there at quarterback, has wideouts left and right.
tight end to the right, back behind him in the pistol. That's Mitchell. Mitchell takes the handoff, trying to find a hole, hit by Keenan. Wolf spins forward to the 30 for two.
Keenan Wolf.
Second and eight. Zane Porter comes in there and play Rover.
Second and eight at the 30.
As now, Bushka opens up and spreads the offense out. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. He's in the backfield by himself to take the shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Pumps, look, steps up. Going to be hit, and he's going to be dragged down in the backfield. Back inside the 27-yard line. In there for Morehead State, 275-pound freshman Gabe Whittington, a defensive tackle from Pearl River, Louisiana. And a loss on the play of three on that sack. Second sack of the day for MSU. That'll set up a third and 11 for the Bulldogs.
Third down and 11 from the 27.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Tight end slots right. Back to throw Bushka. Pressure coming, looking. Trying to run away from a man. Coming to the left, there'll be a holding call. Bushka on the keeper. He's to the 29-yard line up the near sideline as he picks up a couple of yards before he's run out of bounds.
Andre Nolan White.
Coming over from Morehead State to make that play defensively was linebacker Andre Nolan Wright. Also there, another linebacker, Kenneth Schaffner, a redshirt sophomore from Louisville.
Offensive lineman Adam Dolan guilty of the hold for Butler. He was trying to hold off defensive lineman Terrell Spigner of Morehead State and had to grab him from behind.
You decline it and force him into punting.
1 yard officially on the play to the 28, and it's fourth and 10, and Luke Azurak comes on to punt the football for the Bulldogs as Ryan Up goes deep for Morehead State near the Eagles' 30-yard line.
Ryan Up deep.
7:10 to go in the third, 35-7 Butler. Morehead State looks like it's coming after Zurak. And here they come. Punt is away, though. High, short punt. Fair catch called for. Up running left. Grabs it at the Morehead 37.
And 37-yard line.
35 yards on the punt, no return. Well, the Eagle defense got to stop there, Jay.
Yeah, now the offense has to get going.
Actually, two stops in a row.
They didn't do that in the first half.
You have a timeout on the field.
Timeout on the field, 6:56 left to play here in the third quarter. Your score, Butler 35, Morehead State 7. You're listening to Homecoming 2023.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
6:56 left to play here in quarter number three. Butler with 396 total offensive yards. Morehead State with 205. Butler leading 35-7 over Morehead State. Butler put up some big numbers through the first two quarters. Morehead State has seen the Butler settle down a little bit here in the second half.
Carter Craven still out there at quarterback. Banged up on the last play that he had on the field where he was knocked down in a sack attempt. Got off an incomplete pass. He's out there with first and 10 for his team at the MSU 37. Man in motion from left to right. Screens it out to Daly at the near side. Got one block from Harrison Cohen. Got maybe to the 39-yard line before middle linebacker Tyson Garrett, with help, brings him down.
Stopped by Tyson Garrett.
More defenders than blockers. They'll give him the 40-yard line. Only 3 yards on that play for MSU, and it is a second and seven situation. Cravens calling the play at the line with Lanier off his left hip now in the backfield as he retreats to the shotgun with two receivers to the outside left. Tight end motions left to right. Three-man rush. Play action. Cravens to throw. Launching it deep. Wants up at the 20-yard line. Triple covered, and the ball went right through his hands and incomplete. Somehow that ball got right in there, and Ryan Up couldn't bring it in. That went right through his fingers at his breadbasket area.
He thought someone was holding him on the Butler defensive side, but the people in the striped shirts did not think that way.
Well, I had a pretty good angle here on the sideline, and it looked like pretty good coverage.
Pretty good throw, too. Third
beautiful
to seven.
Throw.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I mean, right there on the money with three defenders right in the neighborhood. Third and seven for the Eagles from their 40 with 6:12 to go in the third. Down 35-7 is MSU.
Better hurry up.
Play clock down to three, down to two, down to one. They won't get the play off, and Morehead State has to take a timeout. It's first of the second half.
6:12 to play in the third quarter, 35-7. Take a look at the PFL scoreboard this afternoon. Davidson leading Stetson 58-27. That's 85 points scored in that contest, and that's with 14 minutes left to go in that contest. Valparaiso shutting out Dayton. Let's see if I can get a further update on that. That just seems like that was a little... Yep, Dayton has scored. Valparaiso 14, Dayton 7. 7:57 play in the third quarter. Davidson now up 61-34 over Stetson with 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Two final scores in from the PFL. Drake beat Marist 10-3. San Diego now riding a two-game winning streak. They beat Presbyterian 23-13 this afternoon.
So Drake and Davidson remain undefeated in conference play. They don't play each other this season. With 2 weeks left, they could go undefeated, and that's going to bring in the tie-breaking system, which is a little bit confusing in the PFL.
Well, we looked at it last week before we went on the air, and Tom did some math, some logarithms, and some all this other stuff, and he figured it out.
I did?
Yeah.
It basically is either going to come down to strength of schedule, because there is a slight difference between the slate of teams that each of those two teams play in PFL action because of the non-round-robin format now, where not everybody plays everybody. And if that ends up equal, it's basically a coin toss.
Now, what a terrible way that would be to lose a league championship.
And a bid to the playoffs.
Yeah. Third and seven, Morehead State returns to the huddle. Ball is at the Eagle 40-yard line, sitting down at the right hash. MSU trailing Butler 35-7 with 6:12 to go in the third. I'm Chuck Morales with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis down on the field. Tom putting his socks and shoes back on after using his fingers and toes to try to figure out the PFL tiebreaker system.
Hang on, almost there.
Eagles have three receivers right and one left. Shotgun snap, late blitz coming. Cravens, time running out, dropped the football as he sacked. Ball recovered at the Morehead 32-yard line, and nailing him right in his face as he tried to release that pass was Art Clayton, a 290-pound freshman defensive tackle from South Lake, Texas. He'll get credit for the sack, and Cravens is still down.
He hasn't moved a lot. He kind of rolled over there on his back.
Recovered by Gordon.
6 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Now you'll...
Loss of eight back to the 32, by the way, on that sack of Morehead State quarterback Carter Cravens. Offensive lineman Torben Eakins was able to recover that fumble, the junior from New Oxford, Pennsylvania. But Cravens is still down and still being attended to. Tell you what, Carter has shown some toughness this season. He really has. And I still believe that this guy is going to be a very good quarterback before it's all said and done with.
He's learning the hard way. Not a good sign as Dr. Craig Burrows is making his way out onto the field. And typically they don't lean to the medical staff beyond the training staff unless it's something of a more serious nature or potentially serious nature. And certainly we hope that's not the case. But they are being very cautious here as they're examining Cravens as he remains laying on his back on the turf. He is moving. His legs are moving, and he appears to be moving his arms.
All right, 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. We'll step out for this 60-second break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Cravens comes off under his own power, fortunately. A little wobbly as he came off. Kip Warren on the punt for Moorhead State. The Eagles have it at their 32, 4th and 14. Audia deep at his 34 for Butler. Good snap. Not much of a rush. Punt is away. A wobbler. It will hit at the 42-yard line of the Bulldogs. Kicks forward. Good Moorhead State roll now inside the 30 and down at the 28. 40 yards on the punt, no return.
39-yard punt.
Looks like they're going to kick it up to the 29-yard line, so 39 yards officially on that punt.
Butler
takes over, up 35-7 with 5:46 to go. In the third quarter at its own 29, first and 10, moving right to left. Bushka in a pistol, Mitchell behind him. Two receivers left, one right. Play action, Bushka back to throw, going deep to the right side. His arm was hit as he threw it. Underthrown, incomplete. Now they're going to throw a late flag against Moorhead State. And Caleb Lyons, I think they said he may have been holding the intended receiver on that pass, Ethan Loss. And that ball was deflected, so I'm not sure if they can call this anything but an incomplete, and that's exactly what's happening as they pick up the flag.
Second down, 10.
Second and 10.
Bushka now 14 of 16. Five touchdowns and one interception.
And a big day. Second and 10, Bulldogs from their 29. Wideouts and slots either way. Back to his right, left slot, motions. Sweep left, cutting it up the middle. Mitchell, huge hole. He's across the 35, 40, 45, and all the way out across the 46-yard line. MSU defenders come over to make the stop. Keenan Wolf and Zane Porter among them, along with Jaleel Holmes.
That'll get him over 100 yards.
Quick update on quarterback Carter Cravens. Trainer Kyle Wolf pulling out a sling. Said it's his shoulder. That's as specific as he can be right now. But the fact that he's pulling out a sling, I think, is a pretty good indication that Carter Cravens' day is done.
18-yard run to the 47, first and 10 for the Bulldogs in their own territory. Shotgun, right slot motion. Three outside receivers. Again, Mitchell the carry. Big hole up the middle. He cuts to his left. He's inside the 50 and down to the Moorhead 44-yard line.
And quarterback Bryce Patterson now loosening on the MSU sideline.
And Luciano
Capora-Ellis. The right corner made that tackle. But they continue to move the chains.
Second down, one to go.
Actually, the football, 9 yards on the carry, it's second and one.
Well, they can move the chains, too.
They may if they get a first down here. They will, if they do. Morehead State making some changes defensively as three players run off and three new ones come in. Wideouts left and right. Pistol set. Second and one at the Morehead 44 for Butler. Left outside receiver, the tight end, Enneking. Comes in motion. Handoff up the middle. Mitchell, easy first down off the right side through the guard slot. Gets inside the 40-yard line and down to the MSU 37.
Now the first down, that is 22nd first down.
Add seven more yards to his total for the day.
20 carries, 116 yards for Mr. Mitchell.
First and 10, Butler at the Morehead 37. The Eagles have made two straight stops defensively against the Bulldogs, looking for a third straight here, but Butler is always making it tough. Two receivers left, one right. Pistol set, outside receiver Succi in motion. Mitchell, the tailback, takes it right up the gut. Again, a big hole, 35-30, and down to the 27.
Aaron Mitchell on the rush.
Zane Porter, with help, makes the stop. He's the rover. Very close to another Butler first down. I think he's got it. He does at the 27. Gain of 10. 10 more. We wind inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Butler all over Morehead State, 35-7, looking for more. Wing left, two wideouts right. The wing is the tight end. Healdy's in motion. Mitchell again the carry right up the gut. This time Morehead State swarms him under right at the line of scrimmage. No place to go. Isaac Armstrong there. Keenan Wolfe there for Morehead State.
Armstrong and Keenan Wolfe.
Two of the linebackers. And let's see, they'll say a loss of one back to the 28. Second and 11. Wooten and Loss split to the right. The tight end is also a slot right. There's another tight end to the left. Succi in the backfield to the right of the quarterback. Buschka on the second and 11 at the Morehead 28-yard line. Blitz coming, rolling right. Buschka gets away from one man, fires it to the sideline, caught at the 16-yard line by Wooten. Knocked out of bounds as he gets inside the 15. Cooper Krizek, the first contact out of the secondary for Morehead State. Same one out at the 12, 15 yards, first down Butler.
Ninth tackle for Krizak. Holmes leading Morehead State, 16 tackles to this afternoon.
They're at the 12 with a first and 10. Buschka with Succi to his right, works from the shotgun with three receivers to his left. Shovel pass ahead to Succi. He's going to be hit at the line by Holmes with help. Going nowhere. Maybe picked up a yard. Noah Benza, defensive end, also right there for MSU. No gain officially.
Second and 10.
Second down, 10 at the 12. Toward the center of the field.
Yeah, 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter.
Long huddle by Butler as the play clock is now at 13 as they come to the line. Wideouts and slots either way. Succi to the left of Buschka, who's in the shotgun. Morehead State, four up front. Coming with the blitz. Buschka back to throw, flushed out of the pocket. He'll run with it to the 10, to the 5. Hit at the 2, dives toward the goal line. Did he get in? Touchdown, Butler. He took a hit from Keenan Wolfe, who tried to chop him down at the ankles at the 2, but his momentum carried him forward for the touchdown as he scores from 12 yards away and adds to the Butler lead. It's now 41-7 Bulldogs.
Well, he's 3 for 5 and now ran for 1.
He'll be PFL Offensive Player of the Week, to be sure.
More than likely.
Zurak on to try the point after kick. Buschka will hold. He does it all. Snap, placement, boot. It's good.
The kick is good.
41 seconds to go, third quarter at Jane Stadium. Butler 42, Morehead State 7. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Butler kicks off, upfield in the end zone for a touchback, and Moorhead State will have it. First and 10 from its own 25 with a new quarterback on the field, Bryce Patterson. The 6'3", 220-pound redshirt freshman from Versailles, Kentucky, will head out there for MSU with Carter Cravens injuring his left shoulder on the last series. Got a sling on, as Tom mentioned. Patterson, who's played here and there this year for Moorhead State, gets a chance. Actually had a carry in the first half out of the Wildcat set. Right slot, Bradley West in motion. Shotgun snap. Pass left flat. Rhodes has it. Rhodes to the 30-yard line and out to the 31, possibly the 32-yard line. Linebacker, Brayton Spetter. Brought him down. They'll give him the 33-yard line, a gain of 8.
Second
and 2. First pass of the season, I believe, for Patterson. He'll take another shotgun snap, hand it to the right. There's Rhodes with the first down across the 35, rambling out to the 40.
Evan Roach carries.
Defensive end, Stephen Williams, the second. Never met the first, but he is the second. He's a sophomore from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Transfer from Wake Forest, makes the tackle at the 41 after a gain of 8. And that is the end of the third quarter here at James Stadium. Your score as we head to the fourth is Butler 42, Moorhead State 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Morning, people, wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Prices are falling on all your favorites at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include the value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast, just $1.29 a pound. Select varieties of Tombstone Pizza, two for only $9. And Breyer's Premium Ice Cream, especially priced, two large cartons, just $8. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA. We open up the fourth quarter with Moorhead State in a big hole down to Butler 42-7. Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis down on the field. The Eagles have it with a first down at their own 41-yard line, now moving right to left. They'll set the ball down at the right hash mark.
We did play against a football player, so it was kind of setting you up for failure.
MSU will have three receivers out to the left side, tight end to the right. Patterson has Client in motion from the left slot. Takes to Roach, back to throw, pressure coming, running right. Now he'll keep it up the sideline. He goes and pushed out of bounds as he crosses the 45-yard line. Stop made there for the Butler defense by middle linebacker Charlie Bless.
6'3", 220, Woodford County High School product. Looks pretty good back there. I mean, he's a prototypical size of a quarterback.
We'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 44, so 3 yards on that. Rush by Patterson, sets up second and 7. In motion up, they'll give him the ball. No. Patterson fakes and keeps it. Goes off left guard to the 46 as he gains a couple.
Tom Lewis, don't you join that.
Charlie Bless and Greg Spetter.
Spetter and Bless, two of the Butler linebackers, combine on the stop. So at the 46, their own 46, Morehead State faces third and five, and it's a good bet that Patterson may throw another pass here. Went to the sideline to get the play. This kid's got plenty of size.
Yeah, like I said, he's 6'3", 205, former Yellow Jacket from Woodford County.
Eye set to his right. He's in the shotgun. Faked up. Now Patterson trying to get around the left end. Tackled at the ankles at the 48-yard line.
Took
that saved
off.
The first down. That good stop in the open field.
Should be a penalty.
By linebacker Mike Weimer. Only 2 yards. Looked like he was going to have clear sailing to the first down, but only gained two. Weimer with a really good stop in the open field, and now it's fourth and two in Morehead State from its 48. We'll go for it. Actually, fourth and three. Tight end left to Torrey.
You're going to have a double tight end to the left side.
Yeah, they've got Cohen as a wing to the left. Two receivers out to the right for Patterson. Back to his right. Four up front defensively for Butler. Cohen motions to the right. Patterson throws it to the 50-yard line. Caught by Cohen. Dives forward. Close to the sticks at the 49-yard line. He was knocked down by linebacker Brayton Spetter. Not sure he got the first down. Doesn't look like he did, as they're going to move it back to about the 50. So they needed three and only got two.
Tackled by Mike Weimer.
Pretty good play, but Weimer stayed at home and made a good tackle.
Looked like Patterson got drilled after the play. He was a little slow getting up. Don't need that after already losing one quarterback this afternoon.
Morehead State's got some new defenders down there, a whole bunch of them. As looks like we've got a new quarterback also for Butler. Their backup, Eddie Schott, the 6'5", 226-pound redshirt junior's in there. He'll turn, give it off to Succi. Rambles inside the 50, down close to the Morehead State 46.
On the carry.
Jaleel Holmes with his 18th tackle of the day. The school record is 23.
18th tackle. He has seven solos. One and a half tackle for loss. Just the afternoon in the office for Holmes.
Second and six, Butler from the Morehead 46 with 12:24 to go. They're up 42-7. Shot, empty set. Five outside receivers. Morehead State showing blitz. They have four up front. Now they back off the linebackers. Now possibly some movement as the officials come in. And it's a marker against the Butler Bulldogs, which will cost them five. Back to the 49 it goes. The Butler 49.
Third penalty against the Bulldoggies for 25 yards.
Second and 11 for Butler. Tyran Mitchell, who has had a big day, comes back into the Butler offensive lineup with a 42-7 lead. I would say why.
125 yards rushing.
He's the tailback behind Eddie Schott. Three outside receivers, two left, one right. Morehead State blitzing, play action, shot to throw. Wants to go deep down the middle of the field for loss, and it's broken up inside the Morehead State 15-yard line by Caleb Lyons. Double coverage for Morehead State, as loss was bracketed by Krizek and Lyons.
Third and long now.
Caleb Lyons.
Stops the clock with 11:46 to go.
Mitchell, by the way, with his rushing yardage for the day, now ninth on Butler's all-time list for most rushing yards in a season.
Third and 11 as they go with five wide receivers. Schott takes the snap, retreats to throw against the four-man rush. Down the middle to Mitchell. Mitchell being tracked down by Andre Nolan White and run out of bounds at the Morehead State 48 as a flag comes flying in from the secondary.
Couple of flags actually down about 10 yards from each other.
Only a 3-yard pickup if it stands. Flag down near the line, and one came in from the secondary.
Face mask against Morehead State.
First so what would have been a stop now turns into a Butler first down. 15-yard walk-off moves it down to the MSU 33.
It's one of those games when you think you got a break, you didn't get a break.
Think you got a break and you get broken.
Yeah. Sixth penalty of the afternoon for Morehead State.
Tight set. The wide receiver's tight off the tackle, shot in a shotgun. Takes it around the left side to Audie on the jet sweep, and he'll lose yardage back out near the 37.
There's a little bit of a jet, no sweep to that one, because Morehead State was waiting on it.
Again, one of those in on the tackle was Jaleel Holmes from Morehead State, also there. Animal defensive end Luke Bauer, they'll officially mark him down at the 36 as they lost three with that play. It'll be second and 13. 10:53 left to go, Butler 42, Morehead State 7. Pistol set, shot with Succi behind him, double slot right, wide out left. Morehead State blitzing, shot to throw, screens it left to Succi, being tracked down by Benza, got back inside the 35 before he's run out of bounds. They'll give him the 33-yard line for only 3 yards, and back to the original line of scrimmage, it's third and 10.
Morehead State with three players in double-digit tackling.
Third down.
Wolf with 13, Nolan White with 15, and Holmes with 18 this afternoon.
Can't remember the last time I've seen that. Shot with a back to his right, Succi. Double slot right, wide out left on third and 10 at the Morehead 33. The Eagles, four up front, that's what they rush. Shot flushed out of the pocket, rolling left, being chased by McCraw, throws it down the field behind the intended receiver, Wooten, and incomplete at the 21-yard line. Pretty good coverage down the field by Jihad McCall. And let's see, they may go for it here at the 33-yard line on 4th and 10. Looks like the offense is still out there.
I don't think you try for a field goal to rub it in. I think you go for it, and if you get it, you get it.
4th and 10, Butler at the Morehead 33-yard line. Shot. Two receivers to the near side, one out to the left. Yeah, play clock runs out. No flag, but they're going to let them play on. Pass down the middle to Bill. It's going to be picked up by Morehead State. McCall has it. He's back across the 35 and run out of bounds at the Morehead State 40-yard line by Wooten, one of their wide receivers. And that's the fourth interception of the season for Jihad McCall to take the team lead. He'd been tied with Caleb Lyons. Second pickoff of the day by Morehead State. Matthew McClellan had the other one.
Well, way to stop the momentum. Now, if you're Morehead State, you get your younger players in.
And you score 35 points in the last 9:47.
Okay. Timeout on the field. 9:47 left to play in the fourth quarter. Butler 42, Morehead State 7, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com. or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
9:47 left to play in the fourth quarter. Homecoming 2023. Glad you stuck around as Butler beating Morehead State 42-7. Next week we're back to the 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 airtime as Morehead State hosts Davidson. And then on the road for the last game of the season in 2 weeks as Morehead State will travel to Presbyterian for PFL action.
Well, the Morehead State offense out there. Bryce Patterson, the young quarterback for Morehead State, getting another opportunity to be at the controls of the Eagle offense. Carter Cravens, as we talked about a few minutes ago, injured, hurt his left shoulder, and he's out of the ball game. Patterson will have the eye to his right. He's in the shotgun. Wide out and slot for the right. From his 40, first and 10, looks at a four-man front. Blitz coming. Hand off left, Lanier going nowhere. Back to the line and stop there. Middle linebacker Charlie Bless around his ankles. No gain, second and 10.
Great center on the stop, assisted by Mike Weimer. Second and 10.
Patterson. They'll have a back to either side. First time I can remember, Morehead State's going to that two-back set today. Wideouts left and right on second and 10. And off Roach running right, finds a seam. He's across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. Outside linebacker, Brayton Spetter has him. But not before he picks up six to the 46, and Morehead State looks at third and four.
Third down, four to go at the 46.
Again, the two-back set in the shotgun between those two backs is Patterson. Wideouts left and right. Fakes the handoff, keeps it off the right side, trying to fight to the first down, sticks at the 50, but he stops short by a yard or two. A lot of Butler Bulldog defenders there.
You have to give Cravens a lot of credit. He's still out there with his two backup quarterbacks trying to get the plays in to the younger quarterback.
2 yards on that last carry by Patterson brings up fourth and two Morehead State from its 48. Nothing has worked today either side of the ball generally for Morehead State.
Hey, Tom, why don't you sneak up there and start giving signals?
Fourth and two, wideouts left and right again, the two-back set with Patterson in the middle. He'll follow those two backs off the left side.
No.
Hit in the backfield, spun around, take it backwards, and Morehead State will come up well short of the first down on that last play. Up there to make that tackle for the Butler defense was defensive end Ashton Naraki, the freshman at 225 pounds from Elmhurst, Illinois.
Timeout on the field, 8:03 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Butler 42, Morehead State 7, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
That fourth down play, Morehead State lost one, back to its 47, and turns the ball over on downs to the Butler Bulldogs, who lead 42-7 with 8:03 still to go here in the fourth quarter.
Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock local time, we wish the Morehead State soccer team good luck in the championship game of the OVC tournament. They're in Cookeville taking on the host Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles and trying to win, I think, either the fourth or fifth OVC championship soccer-wise for Morehead State. Valparaiso leading Dayton 21-7. You talk about the team falling on a hard time. 21-7. Valparaiso beating Dayton in the fourth quarter. Davidson over Stetson, a final 61-41. Drake over Maris 10-3. And San Diego beat Presbyterian 23-13.
Shot the quarterback at the Morehead 47, has a man in motion from the left on first and 10. Turns, gives, new running back in the ball game. Brought down at the Morehead State 45-yard line. Good stop by MSU's Elijah Graham out of the secondary. That new running back.
Grant and Kobe Nile on the stop.
Looks like it was Griffin Caldwell, redshirt freshman from Johns Creek, Georgia.
Jason talked about the success of the Morehead State soccer team this year. Not sure if we've mentioned, congratulations to Coach Chris Fox, named OVC Soccer Coach of the Year.
Gain of two sets up second and eight. Butler at the Morehead 45, center of the field. Shotgun snap, throw left in the flat. Open Caldwell to the sideline and forced out of bounds by Graham along with Andre Nolan right.
Griffin Caldwell.
Let's see where they spot it. Looks like it will be at the 39-yard line of MSU. Six more yards.
Third down.
And they're third and two. At the left hash, the Morehead 39. Morehead State four up front. They jump. There's some movement. No flag. MSU got back, apparently. They're jockeying around on defense as Schott gets the play from the sideline, shifting Caldwell off his right hip. Here comes the blitz. Caldwell, the handoff off the right side. First down, broke a tackle. Off right tackle. He's inside the 30, inside the 25, and tripped up after he got the first down.
Caldwell on the carry.
Mark him at the 22-yard line for a gain of 17. Colby Nile came back off the defensive line to make the top. Now they're going to move it up to the 20, so give him 19 yards on the run. Now back to the 22 it goes. They spotted it at the 20.
I think they're just doing that.
Just to aggravate me?
Yep.
They're doing it.
Between that and the music speaker above our heads, it's not been a great
day.
Yeah,
what a good spot for that.
Let's put it above the radio booth so people can hear.
Yeah. First and 10 at the 22 of Morehead State is Butler. Schott in the pistol set, man in motion from the right. Three receivers now to the left side. Caldwell up the middle, and
delay
just as he got the handoff, the play was blown dead, and as Jay mentioned, delay of game against the Dogs.
The fourth penalty, 30 yards against Butler this afternoon.
While they mark that off, one other thing we've not mentioned today, we talked about the new turf that's been put in here at Jane Stadium, but another really nice cosmetic improvement, not just cosmetic, it's functional, but a brand new track surface all the way ringing around the field here at Jane Stadium, A.L. Buck Dawson Track.
First and 15 now from the MSU 27. Schott in the pistol. Caldwell behind him. Quick screen to the right to Joey Audia. Hit, got away, picked up a few yards. The initial contact for Morehead State was made by cornerback Julius German, a junior from Tampa, Florida. He slipped away and still picked up about 4 yards to the 23 before he was cleaned up by Luke Bauer. It'll be second and 11 from there.
Second down. And
German didn't wrap up after he made the initial good hit, and Butler got some yardage out of the play. Second and 11 at the Morehead 23 as they shift the offense around and send three receivers toward the far side, one to the near side. Schott back to throw after the shotgun snap. Looks to screen, and now he's going to be sacked by Benza all the way back out near the 40-yard line. Second sack of the day by Noah Benza and fifth of the season for the Eagle defensive end. They're going to mark that tackle made at the 39, a loss of 16. He wanted to screen it out to Caldwell in the left flat, but MSU had it well covered, then found no one else to throw the football to.
Third and 27.
You need to get to the 12 for a first down, so Morehead State secondary will drop back and play deep. Four up front defensively for Morehead. Schott will be in the spread shotgun position. Takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, and he's sacked again. Back at the 44-yard line. Slipping in there was linebacker Kenneth Schaffner on the blitz, the redshirt sophomore from Louisville. And the loss on that play of five more yards.
I'll say this. I don't think Schott is as mobile as Pushka.
I would tend to agree with you. Tom, do we need to take a poll, or would you like to concur?
I think the vote is unanimous.
All right.
And Zurek, a rare punt as he comes on with the ball at the Morehead 44. Fourth and 32 for the Bulldogs of Butler. Deep for Morehead State at the 10 is Ryan Up.
The third punt of the day for Butler.
The Eagles coming in, and here's the boot away, up running right, Watches it go over his head. It hits at the 9-yard line, rolling to the sideline.
Ooh, it checks
bounces
back, up.
Back from the 4 to the 5 and dies there. Good punt by Zurek. 34 yards, no return as he pins MSU at its own 5-yard line.
Timeout on the field, 3:26 left to play. Butler 42, Morehead State 7 on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
3:26 to go in this game. Morehead State trails on this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium, 42-7 to Butler. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton. Backup quarterback Bryce Patterson getting another chance to see if he can do something with the offense.
You forgot Tom.
What's that?
You forgot Tom.
Not Tom.
You said
Tom back. Who?
He said, you and me.
Oh, and Tom Lewis.
And
yeah.
Tom Lewis. You know, it's in his contract. Whenever you mention my name, you have to mention his.
Like one name, so it's like Jason Blanton, Tom Lewis?
Yeah.
It's like all one name.
Yes.
It's incredible. You know, he's not even here the last 2 weeks, and we still mention him.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Ted.
Amazing. How was your sentence in Arizona, by the way?
It was great. Actually, I've got some pictures to show you. From a Western jail that I wound up in. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, Tom picked on you the whole time you were off.
I figured.
You know, I never said a word.
At least one of us had the guts.
Yeah, that's true.
At their own 5, the Eagles are 1st and 10 with Patterson at quarterback, Lanier to his right. Delayed handoff, left side, Lanier finding running room, bounces his way out to about the 10 before he's finally halted.
Brady
Stanifer, freshman linebacker from Whiteland, Indiana, makes the stop after the 5-yard run. Morehead State 2nd and 5. Shotgun snap, Patterson to throw, short toss, far side, and it's going to be picked off and returned from the 13 into the end zone for a touchdown, is undercutting the route. Patrick Corey, the left corner, the redshirt junior from Franklin, Wisconsin, undercut the route. Patterson underthrew it, and Corey had an easy 6 after the pick. And now it's 48-7 with 2:58 to go.
And what little crowd stayed are fouling out as we speak.
Zurek to try the point after kick. He's got to be getting tired. I'm tired of watching him. Bushka will hold. Snap, placement, kick. Looks good, and it is. 2:58 to go in the ball game. Butler 49, Morehead State 7. We'll be back on the Eagle Sports Network in 30 seconds.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
.482 total offensive yards for Butler this afternoon, .236 for Morehead State.
Butler adds a cherry on top with a defensive touchdown, the 13-yard interception returned by Patrick Corey, and then the point after by Zurek makes it 49-7.
Officially 18 yards.
Officially 18, okay.
Yeah.
And let's see, time of possession this afternoon, 37-45 to Butler, 19-17 for Morehead State. Almost had it a quarter more. Butler has fumbled, none. Morehead State fumbled the ball three times, lost one. And, of course, that turnover there was an interception, turned into points. A pick six, as they say.
Yeah, I think Patterson telegraphed that throw, Jay. I mean, Corey was right there waiting for it when the ball came sailing into his hands.
Okay. This is Neil Diamond playing or stands. Isn't that supposed to be like the seventh inning stretch? Tom, don't you even lead this song to the crowd. He's turned around, Chuck. He's leading the song.
There's nothing sweet about this one today.
I know he hates us for being up here. Come on, Tom.
Yeah, this is certainly getting me in the mood. 49-7, Butler. 2:58 to go, and the Bulldogs kick off.
You have to laugh about it, because if you took this like real serious, we'd be in trouble.
Just have to put this one in the book and move on. Butler will have a new kickoff guy. This is Brian Schott,
a
redshirt freshman from Hinsdale, Illinois, as he boots it from the 35 and hits a helicopter kick deep toward the far sideline. It bounces out of bounds just inside the Morehead State 4-yard line, so bring it up to the 35. First and 10 for the Eagles from there. Is Huff was chasing it and saw it was going to go out of bounds and didn't even reach for it.
That will be the last time he kicks off. 2:58 left to play in the fourth quarter, 49-7. Is that the square root number there, Tom? 7 times 7 is 49 or something like that?
Well done, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Our math tutoring is really paying off.
Yep. Thank you. Hey, I did 2. I even said, what was it, early on? I said something that was real smart. How many times I get to do that?
First and 10 from their 35 for Patterson and the MSU offense. Delayed handoff. Lanier starts inside, tries to get off left tackle, and he won't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
They may give him the line of scrimmage just for spite.
Brady Stanifer there for that defense, the right outside linebacker. They do give him the line of scrimmage. No gain officially, second and 10.
Rudy. Rudy. That was on last night, believe it or not.
It's on all the time during the football season, especially.
I can't say his last name, but
Morehead State with two receivers to the left, one outside to the right as Patterson stands in the shotgun on second and 10. Again, they delay. Lanier up the middle, 40, 45-yard line. First down as he crosses the 48-yard line. Good run by Jackson Lanier, one of the bright spots, the lone bright spots of that Morehead State defense. Brayton Spetter, outside linebacker, redshirt sophomore from Bakersville, Indiana, with the tackle.
Whitaker Bank first down for Whitaker Morehead
Bank
State.
First down, right.
82 yards on 10 carries for Lanier. Kim, come on. Run a couple more plays. Get him close to 100.
8 yards on the carry. First and 10 at their own 48 for the Eagles. West in motion from the right slot. Lanier takes it and then swarmed under in the backfield inside the 46-yard line. Boy, he had no place to go. As soon as he took the handoff, linebacker, rather defensive end, Ashton Naraki came in there and rocked his world.
He Narakied his world.
Loss of 2 back to the 46. Second and 12.
Oh, man. Poor little guy. Now I got 80 yards on 11 carries.
Patterson with 105 to go. Calling the play as he steps back into the shotgun with the I formation to his right. Two receivers left, one right. Cohen in motion from the right. Hand off Lanier trying to turn it to the outside left. Hit the backfield again near the 44-yard line and taken down. Okay, he lost another couple of yards.
Coming up, final play. 36 seconds to play.
Kellen Madison, right corner, finished off the play. And Two more yards lost, back to the 44, bring up third and 14.
23 seconds to play.
This should be the final play of the game. I say let the kid load it up and throw it.
Yep.
See what he does. I set to his right, wide outs either way, slot to the right. Third and 14 from his 44. Hands it to Rhodes. Rhodes will try the left guard slot, finding the slotting tough there.
And that's it.
And only about a yard to the 45, and that's the ball game. Unhappy homecoming for Morehead State as Butler rolls over the Eagles here at Jane Stadium today. Final score, the Bulldogs 49, MSU 7. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton. We'll come back to start the post-game report in 2 minutes here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, Butler quarterback Brett Pushka has a big day, throwing for five touchdowns, rushing for another one. The Bulldogs roll over Morehead State on this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium by a score of 49-7. They jumped out to a 35-7 halftime lead, Jay. I mean, it was 21-0, then it was 35-7, and it was just an awful day if you're a Morehead State coach, player, fan, broadcaster, whatever.
Well, it was one of those things that we talked about. You know, once it got snowballing, it was hard. Morehead State had chances to come back, couldn't get them capitalized, and you saw what happens when you let a good team get you down. They keep you down and
step on you.
Yep, and that's what, you know, we always talk about. When you get someone down, you step on the back of their necks and keep doing it, and Butler did that this afternoon to Morehead State. So it was one of those games where I don't know what you could say.
No, not really much. Morehead State now 3-6 on the year, 2-4 in the PFL. For Butler, with the Bulldogs winning their third straight, they improved to 7-3, 5-2 in the Pioneer Football League.
What's sad is it's 3 in a row. I mean, you know, we come back after Valpo and thought we had a real good chance of having a good season, and then you lose to out of league Tarleton State, and then next thing you know, you've lost to San Diego and now Butler, and now you're just looking to finish up the season, and next week we'll have a lot of character building for Morehead State, because you'll see who wants to play football at Morehead State next week, because if you don't get the effort next week, it's all but over. So we'll see. Morehead State loses 49-7 this afternoon to Butler. Taking a look at the scoring, Butler scored the first three touchdowns. Lose on a 25-yard pass from Bushka. Luke Wooten on a 28-yard pass. And Mitchell on a 61-yard pass. 1:31 left to go in the first quarter. It was 21-0 Butler. Morehead State scored its only touchdown with 51 seconds to play in the first quarter. Kyle Daly on a 68-yard pass from Carter Cravens. Nathan Hazel's point after capped a two-play 75-yard drive. Took 40 seconds off the clock. It was 21-7 at that time. Butler would score twice more before halftime to lead at intermission 35-7. Extended that to 42-7 after three quarters and then capped it off with 2:58 to play. The interception, 18-yard return, is 49-7, and that's your final score, with Butler beating Morehead State 49-7. Back with more postgame after this break. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
To sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Hardee's two for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made from scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's two for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake?
Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. Morehead State falls today to Butler on this homecoming here in northeastern Kentucky. Final score, 49-7 in favor of the Bulldogs. And you and I were talking during the break, head coach Rob Tenyard. Almost not much you can say. I mean, it was just all Butler from the get-go.
Sure was. You know, sometimes this is a humbling profession and a humbling sport, and we got humbled today.
What do you think happened? I mean, I felt like
it was end of the day, our first half, it was just execution. I mean, we had three plays on our first three drives. We had a breakdown or a missed assignment on each possession, three straight offensively. And then we let two routes get over top of us in cover two. An inside post and an outside post on the first three possessions. Before you know it, was 14-0. And so, end of the day, just, you know, bad eyes, bad alignments, and not executing at the level you got to execute. And, you know, we had a great plan, and we just, you know, when you go back and you think about it, after you lose a game like this, you're going to say, well, we shouldn't have. You know, we should have did some things different, obviously, but we just didn't do a very good job putting our players in the position to be successful today. And, you know, I'm a humble man, and I can admit that.
Well, Brett Bushka, their quarterback, five touchdown passes, one rushing touchdown, and he's an all-Pioneer Football League quarterback for a reason. Today, he was just about nearly perfect.
Yeah, if you ever... You ever recruit this level and say you're not going to recruit someone for size, you better remember playing against him, because he's an outstanding player. They got a really good scheme, you know, and they all coached us today as well. And so give them a lot of credit. They played well. They made plays. And, you know, they get into this rhythm, and they just do a lot of things really well, and it's really hard to defend. So. Kudos to them, and you know, we got two games left, and at this point, Chuck, it's about, you know, developing our team as we move forward, and trying to play really, you know, good football and improve football.
Gotta ask you, I know you had to go with Bryce Patterson at quarterback late in the game. Carter Cravens banged up his shoulder. How's he doing?
Won't know anything until, you know, get an X-ray probably Monday morning. No, played with a slight fracture in his finger on his left hand today. So left side of the body's not doing so well, and going to have to make a decision there. You know, what we're going to do at quarterback, you know, if it's going to be an open competition, or we're going to utilize both guys, you know, just kind of see what our identity is going to be if Carter cannot continue to play.
Well, one bright spot offensively today for you was a guy who's not played very much until today, redshirt freshman running back Jackson Lanier, 12 catches, or 12 rushes, that is, for 78 yards, along of 37.
Yeah, he was a little spark plug today, and, you know, also had our true freshman, Mr. Roach, play a little bit today, and they ran the ball well at times. They gave us some things, and, you know, it's hard to just really commit to the run that much, Chuck, when you're behind four touchdowns. And, you know, it was disappointing we got to that point, but Jackson gave us a little spark. We had a great spring, didn't have such a great preseason camp. But with our injuries at running back, and Chance had a fumble early in the game, we had to give him an opportunity today.
Well, I thought after you'd scored and made it 21-7, looked like you might be back in the ball game at that point, and then they made it 28-7, but really it seemed like the knockout punch was that touchdown pass of 55 yards with 106 to go before the half.
Well, we were 21-7. We scored. We got a stop on the next possession. We got the ball back on third down, or second down. We ran a wheel route. Kyle Daly just didn't finish the route like he should have. Next play, third down, we ran a double move with our slot, and he was wide open, and that's when Carter Got sacked there. Tackle gave up a sack. It was a touchdown. I'm sure you saw him running up the sideline here on our home side. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But it very easily could have been 21-14 there. That's what we were hoping for. And then we want to cut it within two touchdowns before half, and we just could never get there.
It wasn't a good day, obviously, for the defense, but you had Jaleel Holmes with 18 tackles today. Andre Nolan White had 16. Keenan Wolf had 13.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Productive, right? D-line's doing their job, freeing up backers. Problem is, a lot of times, we were catching and making tackles on plus yards instead of, playing downhill and making plays at the line of scrimmage. So, but give them credit, they played hard, they were productive, made some plays. And a lot of good things. We just gave up those, we went back and gave up all them big plays over the top. It really hurt us. Really hurt us defensively.
Well, next week you play probably the most unusual offense in the PFL in Davidson, that triple option attack that they employ so well. Should be an interesting ball game here as you wrap up the home schedule.
Yeah, they're playing for a conference championship. And so, hopefully we can play a part in that. I will say that, we've done a pretty good job defending them here in the years past. Feel like we got a good beat on what they do defensively. But they're really talented, and they're a good football team. They're good on both sides of the football. And so you're going to see a similar team that you saw today in Butler probably next week. So we're going to have to play much better to be in that game.
All right, Rob, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming
out.
Thanks,
Chuck.
Morehead State Coach. Final score, 49-7. Morehead State falls to Butler here at home. We'll come back with more on our postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
49-7. Butler wins over Morehead State here on this homecoming Saturday at Jane Stadium. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. Attendance today, 8,850. Saw MSU fall to 3-6 overall, 2-4 in the PFL. As for Butler, the Bulldogs, 7-3, 5-2 in the PFL after their third straight victory. Time now to name our MSU star of the game, and we'll go with redshirt freshman running back Jackson Lanier, the 5'8", 180-pounder from Bluffton, South Carolina, ending his day with 12 carries for a career best so far, 78 yards, a long rush of 37. Again, Morehead State falls 49-7 to Butler. Special thanks to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin. We turned the dials and made us sound as good as we possibly could. We know that's a hard job. Also, thanks to my broadcast partners, Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final 49-7. Butler wins over Morehead State. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Lightway Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network.